This week's episode of Dumpin' with the Door Open will not be seen and will return next week. Stay tuned as WSWN brings you the following live presentation of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
The Shining Wizards Podcast is intended for entertainment purposes only. Opinions expressed by the host and guest are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the podcast or its affiliates. Content may include adult language or themes and is not suitable for all audiences. Viewer and listener discretion is advised.
The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live in high-definition video and available on all podcasting and streaming platforms. Follow us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Check out our merchandise at merch.shiningwizards.com. Do your Amazon shopping at amazon.shiningwizards.com. And become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/wizardspodcast. And now, it's time for the Shining Wizards.
Hey, Shining Wizards, I hear you got a podcast. No shit. I either knew it was a podcast or a circle jerk for virgins. In this case, I have a feeling I'm right about both. So your podcast is about wrestling. Nothing says manly like a bunch of dudes that blow off their wives to talk about sweaty dudes. Do a steel cage match that won't end until you knock the gay out of each other. Be a man.
Welcome to episode 775 of the Shining Wizards Podcast. Tonight, we got a huge show lined up for you, but we're going to be going all night to the delight of Tony. We announced the second class of our illustrious Hall of Fame. 775, we got Skinner. Skinner himself, Steve Kern, jumps on to talk about his amazing career. Also, we said goodbye to the true ace of haircuts as Tanahashi hung up the boots. Plus, we got AEW, WWE, JCW, and so much more. So let's get into it with some sweaty dude talk.
Then talk about sweaty dudes.
Brundo.
Double T.
Tony. Heads up, Kevin.
You seem confused about Go Ace.
Go Ace.
Go Ace.
Oh.
I just heads up, Kevin Ace. Didn't know what to do with his finger.
Huh. That's an oddity.
He knows how to sit on them.
Got it.
He doesn't know
Got
how
it.
To place them.
Go. Just Ace. Go. Just like this.
Let me see.
It's a size thing.
Yeah, I was going to say. It's like a, not like this.
What is that?
I don't know. Go Ace.
I don't think so.
Okay.
This is Go Ace.
Go Ace.
Two in the sink.
Go Ace.
No. Ace will never go that way.
Go Ace.
Maybe that way, yes.
I feel like Vampiro tonight over here.
Why, you shitting your pants?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
I'm gonna blow I'm gonna blow your mind. I already had dinner.
What?
Yeah.
My kid is crying somewhere in the house.
What the fuck did you
wife have? She's on her way home from a goose hunt. And I know up at like four. What? Why?
Who doesn't like a good goose?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Goose hunt. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Why?
You never heard of getting your Christmas goose?
I have. I've heard about a goosing, too.
Yeah, goosing. That's it. Getting your goose.
What's good for the goose?
Anywho. So she's got to be up early. So I said, I'll make dinner. And then when you come home, you can eat and then go to sleep. So I had dinner early.
Okay, terrific.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Happy New Year, boys.
Yes. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
How was everyone's New Year's festivities? Not all at once, boys.
That's what we call it. Hanging Matt out to dry.
Yep. Froze up there, Double T.
No.
How was yours, Double T? We never start with you, so.
Nice man, you know, take me out to dinner, wine me, dine me.
I know what's next.
Yep. So we re-released episode one of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast exclusively for Patreon producers at the $3 level and above on New Year's Day. And it's fun to see after about 14 and so years, Matt always knows just when to play sounds on the soundboard.
I could have got a lot more sound bites, but somebody needs like a fucking mute button because Handsome Kevin cackles through every golden soundbite I could have pulled.
Hey, when I'm dropping gems, he can't help himself.
Well, I'm not supposed to laugh.
No, you can't. You don't laugh though. You like cackle like a hyena.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes it gets me good.
Sometimes it's like right in like the middle of like a great like zinger, and I'm like, I can't use this.
I know. If you could isolate individual audio tracks, that would be a way.
Oh God, that's way beyond what I'm capable of doing.
Duke could probably do it.
Yeah, he can do it if he wants, but I'm not going back and do it. That's a very time consuming to listen to the episode and then find the audio and edit it, and it takes a lot.
Yeah, I hear you.
My New Year's Eve was very uneventful. My wife was sick. So I was off, but I was going to have people over, but then my wife was sick, so there's no point in having people over. I played a couple games of Fortnite with Tony and Vince, but even they ghosted me at like 11 o'clock, so I just put the Twilight Zone on.
Ghosted you?
Yeah. What,
ghosted anyone, you?
Anyone getting back on? Crickets, because I know nobody wants to play with me, which is fine. Just tell me you don't want to play with me. No.
We were spending time with our families because
your fucking family's always home. All you do is spend time with them.
But we wanted to watch the ball drop together.
I'll give you a fucking
watch the ball drop. Yeah, on my chin, right? With your big dick in my mouth.
Wanted
right?
to watch the ball drops. That's so fucking dumb.
Rhonda, what did you do for New Year's Eve?
Hey, watch the ball drop.
Yeah, I went to my friend's house
to watch the ball drop.
See?
Answer, Kevin, what did you do?
I fucking went to J-Bo's place. I played some Switch 2. We played a little Mario Kart. We had some appetizers, a couple of drinks, and then came home. Yeah, it was a nice time. I didn't go anywhere to watch the ball drop. What a bunch of fucking monkeys. Goddamn cattle. Put on the TV so we could watch the ball drop.
Watch the ball drop with my family.
Get ready. 10, 9.
You have fucking every year. 2026 glasses, you fucking jerk off.
Yeah. Get some champagne, you fucking hand jobs.
Yeah.
But you didn't eat your grapes.
I stuck them in my ass. They were awful cold, but, you know.
The three of you standing around fucking watching the ball drop. Oof. You started. The minute the show started, you're like, new episode dropped 14 years. Matt still doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
All right, well, fair enough.
Well, good. I'm glad you had a safe, happy, healthy New Year.
Well, same here, bud. I'm glad everything was good times for you guys too. There you go.
Yeah, not too shabby.
Yeah,
not too shabby. Now there was a little scuttlebutt today. First of all, yesterday was 2026. Never in my wildest dreams did I imagine we would be texting about Juggalo Championship Wrestling at like 9 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday. I love it.
Well, here we are.
But more interesting to me, there was a text Tony sent this afternoon by you that said, I want to get the verbiage right here.
Tony.
I heard it too, HK.
What happened? If you listen, hold on. I don't know if I can call HK the Bobby B expert anymore. That is from Tony to the group. What brought about this revelation, Tony?
I'm glad you brought this up, Double T. Unlike some of the folks on the panel, enjoy listening to other shows that are on the Shining Wizards Network, including
listening to other shows on the network.
Including Handsome Kevin's vehicle, Year of Duke and Rogue. I think him and Duke. They do a fantastic job. It's a great listen every other week when he has to put up with Al. When he doesn't have to put up with Al. And do tots. When Al's not busy cutting audio and video for us for our intros. Anyway, let me get to the point. So the question came up as to they're going through 1991-92. They just did Tuesday in Texas, and they were going through shortest WWF title reigns at that point because, as you know, The Undertaker won at Survivor Series and then lost the title at Tuesday in Texas. So question came up, who had the shortest title reign? And someone threw out, I think it was Duke, that Antonio Inoki had a 6-day title reign in Japan, to which posed the question, who did Antonio Inoki beat and who did he lose the title to? And Handsome Kevin, in his fucking stroke of genius, said, pretty sure it was Bruno. First of all, Bruno never wrestled for Inoki. Bruno was loyal to Baba, only ever wrestled for Baba. Second of all, being a Bobby B fan, you would have known that this was one of those phantom quote-unquote title changes that Bobby B had during his illustrious 4-year change reign with the championship. So Bobby B was the one that allegedly lost to Antonio Inoki and then wound up beating Bobby Duncombe Jr. to reclaim that title after the title was held up after the rematch between Bobby Backlund and Antonio Inoki, when Inoki refused to keep the title because of the nefarious circumstances surrounding that rematch. So there you go.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, my indeed. Oh, no.
So, in defense of the show, I'm just going to put it this way.
No, it's not the show.
No. In defense of the show, all right, sometimes it's more fun not to know and not be the guy that goes, oh, well, if you were a real fan, you would know that in 1971, he beat him for the, and he had the belt for 22 days, and then he lost it to, sometimes it's more fun to just wonder.
No, it's more fun to have Al comment. Wait, so Bobby B's title reign is BS? My comments meant something to someone. Thanks, Al. Love you, buddy.
I always appreciate it. I've never said I was the expert. Just a fan. And I'm okay with that.
So you mean to tell me you didn't watch the 45 DVDs about Bob Backlund's career?
Oh, here we go. No, Double T. I haven't watched a fucking DVDs yet.
See, that's where this was all leading. It was an end around to sticking up Matt's ass.
You know what? The best part, if I can plug the show myself, the best part of that episode is easily when I asked Duke what rodeo gals are wearing. He goes, not much. Best part. Made me laugh my balls off.
Oh my god! And it was apropos too, the way you were just gushing about Skinner and his WWF career.
Fucking love
how much you really do genuinely hate Elizabeth just bothers me on some like some really strange level.
She sucks.
I don't know if it's like for. Is it for the show? Like, remember last season he was like Warrior Savage at 7 sucked.
No, that was
this. He was like, Warrior does all these heel tendencies. Like, that's Hulk Hogan's whole babyface run.
But in fairness, HK does call that out. So it's not like he was just picking on the Warrior there.
No, but I will if I need to.
Pick on the Warrior or call it out?
100% pick on the Warrior, yeah.
but just like this disgust for Elizabeth.
Oh, you gotta watch me do it.
That's the other thing. He's like, you know, Jake was getting all horny for Elizabeth. Not that I would ever, but you know, Jake was
horny all the time. He's horny for Elizabeth.
No Elizabeth.
He would hate fucker.
Yeah.
I don't have hate in my heart.
That's not what it sounds like when you're talking about Miss Elizabeth.
Yeah, and I think it's one of those situations where HK wouldn't even like touch her with somebody else's dick.
No.
1540, no. Matt, by the way.
Wouldn't fuck her with Duke's dick.
Huh. And that dick would fuck Sherry.
Yeah.
So would mine.
So. Yeah, what's wrong with Sherry now?
Here we go. Low standard dick. Wrong with
Sherry. Don't even bother with him. He would rather bang Slick than Sherry or Miss Elizabeth.
I mean, there's an argument to be made.
I mean, you could argue anything, really.
On my honor.
You could argue that Bruno lost to Inoki, too. I mean, you know.
You got that turkey to roast you.
Thanks, dog.
Turn out the lights. The party's over.
You are a man, Kamal.
Holy shit. Yeah, so that was my Bobby B beef with Handsome Kevin. That's all. Statistics.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
I would have thought you would have known that, though.
You know,
I'm not angry. I'm disappointed.
You know, and here's what I'll say. The entire run of episodes was done and in the can before I left for Mexico.
Sounds like a lot of excuses. Right here, an excuse. It was done before I left.
Now I can't watch it on the Peacock. I have to go to Netflix.
You're frozen. You're frozen, Double T.
Good.
He still knows Backlund lost to Inoki.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sure he does. Was that a dog? Is that dog barking again?
There's many dogs.
Gotcha. Dog out in the winter. Somebody
would you take your socks off?
Are we vaping into the microphone again?
No, not at all.
Here we go.
I don't know. He's very grumpy.
I got this. Got this.
What is it? A toothpick?
It's got the toothpick.
Brundo, it might be you and me for Skinner later. I think these two are going to kill each other before we get
there. No, we're going to smooch.
Fuck yeah, you are. Either. Would you smooch Double T if he had an Elizabeth wig on?
No.
But if he had a Sherry wig, would you?
No.
What if he had a Jive Soul Fro like Slick?
Oh, we're going all the way.
All the way, May. Yikes, dog. All the way,
yeah. We're hitting a homer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bottom of the nine.
We preempted dumping with the door open for this.
Did you get the guy that does the annoying guy that does the Stevie Richards and Dutch Mantel podcast, or did you just put in generic annoying Englishman?
No, it was just generic annoying Englishman.
He's always like,
oh, we're going to the quick intro, and then the show's 2 hours. Like, what the fuck did you need the quick intro for?
It always sounds like something like real, something like real douchey, and I'm like, did you have to? Like, it wasn't necessary.
No, he's not very good.
No,
although he's successful for Dutch, so good for him.
I can't do the Dutch one because he brings things up, and then Dutch, he'll bring up like, oh, did you see this match on Raw the other night? And then Dutch like starts talking about something like completely different, and I'm like, nah, I can't listen to this for 2 hours.
Why? Do you really want to hear Dutch Mantel talk about Raw?
No, but then don't talk about Raw. Talk about what Dutch Mantel wants to talk about. At least with Stevie.
Is that like Montel Jordan? This is how we do it.
Then we got to talk about what Dutch Mantel wants to talk about.
Do Mantel.
But I like Stevie. I like the Stevie show. Stevie's super duper knowledgeable. I think Dutch is a little old and he like forgets a lot of shit.
You know what I've been into lately?
More like the John Cena retirement tour. He was like, oh, well, you know, it's not over. If I was them, I would just book him to come out of retirement.
Does he forget his last name?
What have you been enjoying, Tony?
Oh, so Maven lately has been sitting in with wrestlers and watching botches and going over like what went wrong with stuff. He actually had Crowbar sitting in for a while, too. I know he did a bit with Crowbar. He did a bit with Stevie Richards. But it's cool because not only do you get to laugh your balls off when somebody botches, but then they explain like what exactly happened to them, and it's kind of neat. No, nothing. Man on an island. That's me.
We feel like we're really fucking off tonight.
Yeah, a little bit. Don't worry, Skinner will bring us back.
His name is Steve Kern.
Skinner.
Skinner.
Skinner. Yeah.
He was going to clown. He was one half of the Fantastics.
Well, fabulous ones.
Fabulous ones. Why did I say that?
Oh, Jesus, fuck. Yeah. Double T, it's you.
It might be. I'm really fucking amped up for this.
Maybe too amped up.
Yeah, the fucking early dinner fucked me all up.
Great. You picked a good night to change your fucking your schedule.
Don't worry, it's just one night.
Can't wait to have Steve Kern of the Rock and Roll Express on.
I deserve it.
Steve, you mean Steve Kern of the Four Horsemen?
Wait, Steve Kern of Varsity Club's going to be on tonight?
No, the Widowmaker, Steve Kern.
Oh, that makes sense. The Black Scorpion, Steve Kern?
Yeah, Steve's Kern.
Well, look, I know we were, we had talked about
it. His manager, Duke Montel.
I know we talked about it leading up to the new year.
Let us laugh, dude. Let us laugh.
Oh, okay. More silent.
You know what?
I'm just gonna.
Don't call him.
Holy shit!
People are bad. You got to watch for them.
Hey, we're getting personal. We're getting personal messages. Oh my God! Nobody comes, Ma. Jesus, it's my house. Don't be scared, Ma.
I'm not bad, Anthony.
I'll come eventually. Don't worry about it.
I don't remember how old he was.
You'll want to know.
Are we getting personal messages? Who's getting personal messages?
In the chat. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Hey, we had a Hall of Fame ballot go out.
We sure shit did.
Back in the fall. Hey, we got a banner too. Look at that.
All right.
So as you all may recall, we, the Wizards, the four of us, chose our initial inductees into the Shining Wizards Hall of Fame for the class of 2025. I can read them off real quick as I have the list in front of me. For singles wrestlers, we put in Andre the Giant, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Bobby B, the Nature Boy Ric Flair, Terry Funk, Bret the Hitman Hart, Hulk Hogan, and Bruno Sammartino. For tag teams, we put in Demolition, the Dudley Boys, mistake, and the Road Warriors. And for managers and influencers, Jim Cornette, Jimmy Hart, Bobby the Brain Heenan. So we figured, since this is our Hall of Fame, we're going to do it the way we want to do it. We came up with a list of nominees, and we sent them out to a select few people for their input and their votes and their ballots to decide who was going to be part of the class of 2026 for the Shining Wizards Hall of Fame. And it came down to, we decided that anyone who received 60% of votes from everyone that was voting would be inducted into this year's class. And when all was said and done, we received about what? Maybe 70, 75% of the ballots returned to us?
Oh, yes.
And oh, yes. After some discussion and scuttlebutt between the four of us, the votes were tallied. And we've got our new inductees into the Shining Wizards Hall of Fame. How do you guys want to approach this? You want to just name them? You want to just talk about them? You want to tell the folks who made the cut? Not all at once.
Trying to pull up my ballot because I want to see if I voted for all these guys. I think I'm pretty sure I did.
Yeah, I didn't bother going through ballots. We had a significant number of them. My job was just to go through them and get the tallies correct and I mean, go ahead, HK.
How many new members of the Hall of Fame do we have?
It was pretty cutthroat. When it came down to the final tally, we have three new inductees into the Shining Hall of Fame.
And out of those three, do you have one that you believe would be the headliner?
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Well, then why don't you reveal them in reverse order and build to the headliner?
You know what you should do? You should start with whoever got zero votes.
Oh, you want to do that?
You want to? Who's? But they're not in. Why would we? Why would we?
Well, because I think they should be. If you didn't get any votes, you should be off the ballot.
Well, there's some that maybe got one or two or even three votes that are probably not going to be considered for next year. By the way, if you didn't get us a ballot, you will not be considered for next year's voting anyway. So too bad, tough titties.
If 75% of the ballots came back and not one person voted for somebody, they shouldn't be allowed to be on the ballot next year.
You guys want to take guesses? Let's take guesses. Brundo, who would you think out of all the nominees would have gotten zero votes? It was only one. Only one person got zero votes.
I may not have to guess because I may have brought up the ballot already and looked at it.
Oh. Well, then HK.
Maybe start with somebody else. Yeah.
If you haven't looked at it yet, HK, who would you guess?
How about Conan?
Olale.
Arriba la no votes.
which is really strange to me because you would think, given what he accomplished in Mexico before being here, all of his contributions to professional wrestling, you would think that he would get at least a vote.
Yeah, but like how many people who were watching? Like, I didn't know who Conan was prior to his arrival in ECW.
Well, arrivederci.
I guess. I mean, I was just curious. who was on the cusp, Tony, that didn't make it?
Oh, this was interesting. We had quite a few that were just about right there. First off, Steiner Brothers. Steiner Brothers came within a hair of getting into the Hall of Fame. Like, literally missed it by one vote. Had one other person voted for the Steiner Brothers, they would have made the cut this year. Did not.
Not my fault.
Let me see. Who else missed? Two votes. Shawn Michaels did not make the cut. Undertaker did not make the cut.
Wow, really?
Those were, yeah. Who else had that many? I think they were closest by missing by two votes. And I think they would have made it. They would have made great inductees into the class of 2026, but they did not make it. No Steiners, no Shawn Michaels. No Undertaker. But I can tell you who did make it. From the managers and influencers side of things, we welcome into the 2026 class of the Hall of Fame the one and only Mean Gene Okerlund. Mean Gene made the cut.
Congratulations, Mean Gene.
Fuck yeah, Mean Gene, wherever you are. Well, have an Okerlund to celebrate somewhere. Sad to say, we move on. No tag teams made the cut.
Wild.
The insane. Steiner Brothers were the closest, and after that, it falls off a bit. The next closest, who missed it by a couple of more votes, the Freebirds, actually. I was surprised how many votes the Freebirds got, to be honest with you. But alas.
That's wild.
Neither the Steiners nor the Birds made it into the Hall of Fame.
Man.
In terms of singles wrestlers, the man who would not be headlining but deserved of a spot in the Shining Wizards Hall of Fame, the man called Sting.
It's Sting! Hey,
Stinger!
Sting made the cut for the Hall of Fame. Deservedly so, I think. I don't really know if you can argue that Sting doesn't belong in a Wrestling Hall of Fame.
You can't.
I mean, HK's thinking about it.
Well, I just, I'm looking at it, not to say that he's not deserving. I'm not a giant fan of his and never have been. But for him to go in before a guy like Dusty or Roddy does surprise me.
I mean, look, both of those guys got a significant amount of votes. But to be honest with you, Piper was a little closer than Dusty was to reaching that milestone, that 60% milestone. But they were both. A number of votes away.
It's also like guys like Dusty and Harley, like for me, I know what their history is and I know what they've accomplished, but like when I was introduced to them, like Harley Race's career was done, right? He was the king. Dusty was in fucking polka dots. Like, I know what they did, but for me, like, as a wrestling fan growing up, like, I didn't know Dusty was this mega star in the NWA. I knew him as the fucking plumber on Superstars, right? Right? King Harley Race was King Harley Race. Like, I didn't know what the fucking NWA championship was when I was 8 years old. Mm-hmm. And that he like held it for fucking ever multiple times. So that's why they didn't get, I would be surprised if I didn't vote for either of them, but I can see why people didn't vote for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, same thing with Nick Bockwinkle and Lawler. Like a lot of people didn't know Jerry Lawler as they knew him as the fucking commentator on Superstars, you know?
Well, Monday Night Raw, everything else. Yeah. Like his commentary career is as big or makes him as well known as his wrestling career. So that's another one that kind of surprised me because he could easily get in either as, you know, personality or a performer.
And I mean, look, when we set up the parameters for voting, a lot of people didn't take their 10, 5, and 5. We received a lot of ballots where people did not select 10 singles wrestlers. You know, the minimum was 4. We received a lot of ballots with 4, 5, 6 votes. Mm-hmm. So when people aren't putting like these, you know, Hall of Fame potential candidates, when they're not voting for them, then it becomes more difficult for them to get in.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised by that, to be honest with you. Like when I put in my ballot, I voted the full ballot, 10, 5, and 5.
Oh, yeah. I could easily voted more than 10, 5, and 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say when you got down for me to like 8, 9, and 10 on the singles, it was like I need to take a step back here and make these decisions wisely. I have to really evaluate where I'm gonna drop these last three picks. But I can understand if people like back to my Dusty Harley point, like I understand like there's people on this list who people probably are not familiar with or never really saw them wrestle. Like you can't be mad at somebody if they just know Nick Bockwinkle as the WCW commissioner.
Fair enough.
I'm actually surprised The Rock didn't get more votes. He got 11 votes. I was, you know, like he's a mainstream guy. I was surprised he didn't get more. I mean, most of us grew up around that time of the Attitude Era where he exploded.
I mean, there were guys who got a significant amount of votes. Like Kurt Hennig did well. Dusty Rhodes did well. Mick Foley did well. You know, but in terms of like the top of the block, then everybody else, like there's a couple of folks that were like kind of middle of the road, like, you know, Jushin Liger, Kurt Angle, Eddie Guerrero. But in terms of echelon guys, like those guys were close, but they just didn't get enough votes, you know, like even the tag teams. Like I know we talked Steiner Brothers, we talked Freebirds, but the other top teams, it was like Midnight Express, Harlem Heat, the Bulldogs, the Hart Foundation. And then after that, everything just fell off. But even at that point, not one of those six tag teams had enough to cross over the barrier. Even looking at managers and influencers, like there was less of a lot there. But like Sherry Martel was close. Gorilla Monsoon was close. I mean, I dare say Miss Elizabeth put up a good showing. But everybody else at that point, like I think like the managers and influencers were probably like maybe the least voted out of like people who could have voted all their votes. And Mean Gene still wound up winning. So, but it's crazy. But you know, it's not crazy. The man who actually got the most votes, who was probably the only one, yeah, the only one that was overqualified in terms of percentages for voting, and your headliner for the class of 2026, the Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I think that's a great pick. Like I said, there's a few other fellas and a few other ladies that should have, you know, were in contention, didn't make it, but if anybody deserved to be in, definitely the Macho Man.
I just want to go to the chat here real quick. Jay Bidness, who I believe is Jersey Cow Jesse, says he's riding, no Taker. And he went back again here. Foley, another shock for him. So SJ was also shocked about no Taker. That one does surprise me a little bit too. Was that Taker?
I mean, Taker and Sean were right there. They literally both missed it by 2 votes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They weren't far off. And you know, we talked about whether or not we were gonna kind of loosen, you know, what our credentials were. And then we just decided, no, man, this was the vote. Well, I think now, what meaning does the Hall of Fame have for us, you know?
Yeah, and I think that with the amount of people that turned in less than, you know what I mean, the amount of votes, smaller ballots, almost means the ones that made it in mean more, does it not? You know what I mean? Because the less people, they said, these are the people I vote for sure. These, done. As opposed to filling out the whole fucking thing and going with their 10, their 5, their 5. So, yeah. Interesting. Savage is a clear runaway, though. He's the top vote getter across everything.
And I really thought Gorilla Monsoon and Sherry Martel were going to get in based on the way the vote count was going. And then I guess it was just the balance of like where those votes came in, because at some point they both fell off and Mean Gene just bypassed everybody and just off to the races he was.
I feel like you had said that too about the Freebirds, like every ballot, the first dozen or so, the Freebirds were on every single ballot.
Yeah, they were on a huge roll. Oh, I can't post the link to the Hall of Fame page. What's that? I hate StreamYard. StreamYard needs a fucking dick.
Looking at it too, I'm kind of amazed the Nasty Boys got as many votes as they did.
Yeah. You're not wrong, Rundlefly.
They weren't in contention, but yeah, they put up a number of votes for sure. Damn. I mean, I can understand why like some of the lower vote getters were where they were based on like how many people were near the top. Like, I mean, Triple H didn't do all that well. Ricky Steamboat didn't do that well. Jake Roberts, Stan Hansen, not really. Tito, God love him. He was my only.
You know, Carlos Colon pulling ones.
Carlos Colon didn't get more than a vote. I mean, look, it is what it is.
Like, yeah, I'm surprised. Wyndham, Kevin Nash each got 2. Vader got 4 votes.
Yeah, Vader, that was a bit of a head scratcher, I think. I mean,
Luger got 4 votes as well.
Yeah, it's really strange, right? It's just it just some of them just blew my mind.
But I think again, you said it before, Tony. Like we'd hemmed and hawed, like, oh, do we like adjust things? Like, no, because then it becomes like the fucking Dave Meltzer Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame, where there's like 600 people in it. Like, we want to keep the integrity. Like, this is what the people voted for. Like, this is what our Hall of Fame should stand for. You know?
Yeah, and of course we'll figure it out over the next 11 months. Like, who's gonna be on the ballot again next year, who we're going to say goodbye to based on votes, who, you know, like we might keep in our pocket and reintroduce them down the line and maybe give some new folks a crack. You know, I mean, a lot can change in a year. Like, we're not saying John Cena is going to be available because we do have that 3-year retirement, clause. So, you know, but there's going to be other people eventually that are eligible, you know, to be nominated. So things are going to change. The ballot's going to be a little different. You'll see some familiar names. You might see some new names, and we'll do it all over again in the fall.
I'm excited for it. I love it.
So if you do want to see the updated list up for the Hall of Fame, I can't put the link in for some reason, but it's shiningwizards.com/HOF for Hall of Fame. Oh, it made it? Holy shit. Then why did it tell me it was rejected? I hate StreamYard. I really do. I really, really? Do.
I got you, babe.
I feel like I'm doing a Turnbuckle Throwbacks episode where everything's getting fucked up.
Wow.
No, I love Phil, but when he did his Christmas episode and it was like 20 minutes. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I can hear you. Can you see me?
Yikes.
It is what it is. It was a good show. Dog. I was part of it. It was fun.
You were part of it?
Yeah. What a nice. I jumped in. All the old crew was there. Double A showed up. Shaylin showed up. Richie showed up. The Hammer was there. It was good times.
That's what I like to hear. Well, Steve Kerr.
Yeah, man. Yes. The Shining Wizards Network has amazing shows that Double T will never listen to.
He hates them.
I don't hate them. I just choose other podcasts instead of the ones on our network. Come on, I like the Inconclusive Breakdown podcast. I did the Year of Duke and Rogue and Tots.
Yeah.
We particularly don't care for the radioactive metal or the wrestling night in Canada.
Brundle does the Ja-Ja-Ja cast.
Oh, yeah. I've never listened to the Brocast.
Really? That's a shame. It's they're funny dudes, and it's funnier when they say whatever it's funny in an Australian accent.
I like 30 Screams or less. Yeah, they're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Probably the most successful podcast on the network.
Well, second.
Oh, no. I didn't want to bury Horowitz ourselves. You know, be humble.
I'm tired of being humble. 14 years of this.
Fair enough. Hey, we had talked about it as we reached the end of the year, and I guess we have some clarity to it, right? Jokes aside, it seems like the WWE, since Peacock will no longer carry the library, is starting to put a bunch of stuff on the Netflix.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, they've been uploading a ton of shit, too, onto the WWE vault.
Yeah, there's been a shitload of stuff popped up for Netflix. It looks like they're starting to backfill some of the old Raws, which has been kind of nice. The majority of the pay-per-views are up. Nothing WCW yet from what I've seen. Nothing ECW yet from what I've seen. But it looks like the majority of the WWE stuff is kind of filtering in. I even saw some classic collection stuff pop up.
Oh, that's awesome.
I didn't dig into what it was because I didn't recognize it from when it was on Peacock. But it just said, you know, WWE Classic Collection had a old picture of Mach there. So. Sounds like a lot of stuff is going to be making its way that way, which is nice. I mean, it seems like the easiest way to go about it, because I would think that since it's already on Netflix in other countries, it should be an easy. I mean, I don't know how that works, but it's going to be an open the door and let it run, right?
Probably just flipping a switch.
Yeah, exactly. Just flip the fucking switch.
That's Let's all. See. I want to put
rip the tits off the bitch.
Yeah, rip the tits off this bitch.
Sure. You got all the manias, right? People are super excited about the Rumble because it's the. I don't think the Benoit Rumble was on.
It was.
Okay.
Yeah. People are fucking idiots.
That is also true. Raw Vault. Raw is Netflix. So many different Raws.
They showed the 1989 Royal Rumble where Big John Studd won on the vault.
Big JS, yeah.
Oh my dude, the stuff on the vault's been amazing. They ran a half hour blooper reel of like unseen footage. It was like every other scene was Mr. Perfect trying to throw a dart into a bullseye on the dartboard. Oh, it was nuts. And then like I guess there were segments at some point where Andre was trying to buy a car. And like there was like a car salesman, they're telling him like really yuck it up, like really play it up, like Andre can fit. And like, no, Andre, you really got to try to get in the car. And then there's one scene where Andre's head's just sticking out the sunroof. I was laughing my balls off.
When
and I guess they were at Wild West City at one point, and somebody slipped and fell off a stage, and Heenan was laughing at him. Oh, it was good shit, dude. So funny.
Oh, that's fantastic.
When Steve Kern gets here, he has a hysterical story about how he befriended Andre the Giant, and it's much along the lines of like the story Tony just told. So I'll leave it to Steve to tell that if he'd be so kind when he gets here. But yeah, the vault's pumping stuff out. What was there, like a bunch of Ultimate Warrior bloopers the other day they put out?
It's gotta be days worth of clips, that motherfucker.
Yes, no shit.
Yeah, there was one with him and Jake.
Oh yes, and he's pounding on the wall.
He's like,
and
Jim, take it easy.
Yeah.
Jesus, Jim, take it easy. Oh, it's fucking great. I mean, I don't know.
And it's just constantly getting recommended to me when I'm on Facebook. So it's kind of like, here, check this out. Here, check this out. And I want to watch all of it because it's like all interesting, like good shit, you know.
Well, they dropped like a 4-hour Piper one today.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, let me see here. Because I think you're going to see, I think all the WWF, WWE stuff is going to make its way to Netflix. But I would not be surprised if WCW and ECW just went to some vaulted channel, because there really is no value in that. Like, nobody's signing up to Netflix to watch WCW.
Well, and I don't think they didn't like do a big push like, hey, the catalog is going to Netflix. I don't think they're, you know what I mean? Like, there was no big like marketing strategy to say, hey, guess what? Netflix now has the catalog. And with shit on YouTube, I suppose you could probably subscribe to get no commercials, but that shit, they pull an ad. So I don't know. It's interesting as far as that goes, because I'm guessing that the money that they bring in from YouTube has got to be decent. No.
Yeah. Let me see. I'm on the Vault. The Vault has 3.45 million subscribers.
Yeah. So the ads that ad money that they get's got to be decent. It is interesting though that they didn't do anything with Netflix. Like, hey, you know, when they moved from the network to Peacock, there was a big fucking push on it. No push on Netflix.
I really don't know. They released 16 minutes of Jesse Ventura.
Nice.
Battling Hulk Hogan, teaming with, I don't want to watch.
Oh, God, I posted it in Discord the other day. I guess they did a recent interview with Jesse, and it was like all of his highlights of his career. Like 81, he was wrestling on like All-Star Wrestling for WWF. His opponent was a very young Kurt Hennig who had like no muscle whatsoever. Oh, it was good stuff.
I'll tell you what's good stuff. Our guest is here. So if we can, I'm not touching the thing. We can set it up and bring in Mr. Steve Kern. I'm very excited about this.
Can you hear me?
Oh, we got you, Mr. Kern. How are you tonight?
I'm awesome, man. How are you guys?
We are just awesome too, sir. We are so glad that you decided to join us tonight. How were your holidays? Happy New Year to you. Merry Christmas.
Oh, everything was great, man. I'm blessed. I'm a very fortunate guy. I mean, you know, I got a great family, real close. Everybody's real close to where I'm at. So, I mean, couldn't get any better.
That's great to hear. Now, Steve, I had reached out. I'm reading the Kern Chronicles, and Tony was just telling a funny story of something he saw on the WWE YouTube Vault about Andre trying to fit inside of a car. And it reminded me of your story of when you had first met Andre the Giant, which is in the Kern Chronicles, which is available on Amazon. But maybe you could tell the guys your meeting with Andre and what transpired.
Okay, well, after 44 years, I might be confused. Let me make sure I tell the right story. You want my first meeting with Andre or a different one? I mean, anytime Andre, when it was territorial days, Andre, the midgets, and the girls all came through in succession. They would come through and work the territories for about 2 weeks. Andre would usually just do 1 week, but I met him when I was 19 years old, and it was in a dressing room in Tampa, Florida at the National Guard Armory there, and I was just mesmerized by him. It was like almost like going to the state fair and seeing somebody you'd pay 50 cents just to walk through and look at, and he's sitting right in the dressing room with me, and he took a liking to me, and so I ended up getting a van that I didn't put any seats in the back, but anytime Andre come, he could sit perfect on the floor with a backrest against it. So he'd travel with me. But I was like a little kid. I mean, you know, I wanted to try on his ring. Hey, let me try on your ring. And he let me do it. Then I tried on his boots. Then I tried on his tights. I mean, I was walking around the dressing room, and it was like I was dressing in my dad's clothes, and I'm like a little kid. And I don't know what it was. Maybe it was his, you know, appreciation for my excitement. But we were friends from then on. Andre was a cool guy, but he wasn't the kind of guy you got, like, best friend close to, pick up the phone and call every 2 or 3 weeks or month or whatever. I mean, you know, of course, in those days, we didn't have phones like you got now. I don't want to date myself, man. My grandkids will say, oh, yeah, but Big Daddy, weren't you born in that other century? And I'm going like, wait a minute. That all kind of slipped up on me. Yeah, I guess I was. So. Where are you guys?
So we're all over the place. Myself, Tony, and Brundo. We're in New Jersey, and Handsome Kevin is in Minnesota.
Oh, you're in the cold weather.
A little bit. Not too cold yet.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it's not coming. I can tell you that in Minnesota. I worked for Vern for a while, and that was like a nightmare.
because of Vern or the cold?
I didn't see one palm tree. Him, too. But I didn't see one palm tree the whole time I was there. But, you know, I got to tell you about Vern. Vern had a bad rep. I mean, in those days of traveling and picking territories, it was kind of like you had to rely on what other guys told you that rode in cars with you and said, oh, well, you're going to go to Tennessee. Oh, I wouldn't go to Tennessee. Oh, you don't want to go there. Oh, you're going to go to AWA. Oh, I wouldn't go there. You don't want to go there. I mean, a lot of times it had to do with nepotism, too. You know, if there was a family there, it was sometimes a limited spots for you to really make money. And so, but Vern had been tamed. I'd always heard he was real feisty, you know, and get in your face kind of thing if you had a bad match. And then by the time Stan and I got there, he was broke. I mean, you know, that thing he had with Hogan, when Hogan front face locked him, and now I wasn't there, so I can't say by eyewitness, but that was the story. It was almost like just a simple thing happening, but it was almost like he realized, yeah, I'm old now. I mean, you know, so when we got there, he was so, you know, like naive to us. Stan, he'd come to us two or three times and say, are you guys heels or baby faces? And we go, we work for you. What do you want? I mean, it's not our choice. Yeah, I thought if a promoter would tell you, what do you want to be? You know, then you go, I want to be the champion and make the most money. But unfortunately, and most people know, wrestling is not really like that. You kind of like, it's like more like spin the wheel. And you go, oh, he kind of likes me, kind of likes me, kind of like, oh, no, now I'm a middle guy. Now I'm doing jobs. Okay. That's what it is.
You are.
I got off on a tangent. Didn't mean to.
No, we love tangents.
We love the stories. Please, in the current Chronicles Volume 1, you talk about getting your first big break in Florida, but Eddie was not there. He was overseas.
He was in Australia.
Oh, I'm sorry, Steve. I don't think you ever explained why Eddie wouldn't greenlight the storyline that you did with Bob Roop. Like, why was that a thing? Did you guys try and do that before when he was there?
It was a very touchy subject, man. It was a touchy subject. That wasn't a war. The Vietnam War wasn't a war that was declared by, you know, like as a war. It was a conflict. Yep. But like my dad was a prisoner for 7.5 years and it was the real deal. And you know, you had to watch what you did on television in those days. I mean, you know, you didn't just have a free reign and stuff, and you do something on TV that offends the wrong people. I mean, you know, in those days they cut you right off the show and that's the end of your business. So that's why my heart told me that, you know, Eddie, if he was here, he'd go for this. I mean, you know, but anyway, and the turnout was a different style too, because that you had in those days, we ran the same cities like 365 times. I mean, 52 times a year. Once a week, we were in that Miami Beach Convention Center or Jacksonville or Tampa, or, you know, it was just relentless. And so Eddie would be going like, oh, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. I mean, you know, and then being the issue was that people that were coming were like military people and showing up in uniform, even if they were like, been out of the military 30 years, if they could get their uniform on, the audience had uniforms on. It was very moving. Did you guys get pissed and cut me off?
No.
Nobody's saying nothing.
Definitely, I was writing something down.
I couldn't figure out why my headphones weren't working. Man, I'm listening to my phone, so if I get too close, just let me know.
No, you're good, Steve. You sound great. You look great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you discussed in your book that you do not like any of the food in Japan.
Did that change 11 rice. Years later?
Let me tell you something. I like to starve to death there. And the worst part was when you're young, you're trying to make an impression. You know, later on, you come by merit. When you come the first time, you're bowing and everything. I mean, you know, hey, whoa, hey, and you're trying to pick up Japanese. And, I mean, you know, but I like to starve to death. My first tour was like 5 weeks. I mean, and it was like.
Oh, no. Oh, no. There he is. Wait.
Who's playing with a control?
We can hear you, Steve.
Yeah, we can hear you. We don't have your camera, but we can hear you, Steve.
Can you hear me at all?
Oh, yeah, we got you. Can you hear us?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, maybe he can't hear us.
Oh, no, technology.
See, this is your fault, Matt. You had to say something about how great everything was going.
How do I get blamed for everything?
Why not? We blame you. It doesn't matter.
I know. You beat me up tonight, though. I don't like it. I'm very excited.
I'd rather we beat you off.
Really?
You take it easy over there, Brundo. We got a legend on the line. He might hear you.
I think he did. Steve, can you hear us, bud? No, I heard a click.
I mean, he's still there.
He's still there. Yeah.
Do you want to try clicking the link again, Steve? We can bring it back in.
I don't think he can hear us.
Oh, man.
He might not have the headphones in. He might be trying to get the camera going.
Well, we don't need the camera. Technology, buddy. Oh, Steve, can you hear us? We're live, pal. Goddamn.
It'd be so funny if we heard you, mother, and then you start like flashing.
The camera turns back on. We'd have freeze frame.
If you can hear me, I'm just waiting on you.
Oh, we got you.
Nothing here, no sound, and I'm missing two pictures.
Oh no!
Can you hear us, Steve?
Can you hear us, Steve?
Is there a way we can like text him or shoot him an email or something?
I don't have. Let me see if he can. Probably not. Let me.
Steve, if you can hear me, just hang on. We're trying to get you working.
The best part is Tony. Can you hear us, Steve? Brundo Fly. Within a second later, Steve, can you hear
us? He said he had two of us, so doesn't say which two.
All right. Oh, what happened?
No, we're all good.
I tried to maximize his screen to see if we can't see him or, you know, can see him.
All right.
Should we take him out?
Yeah, no. Take him out. Hold on.
Yeah. Let's get a message to him before we, you know, take anybody out.
All right. I'm sending you an email, Steve. I know you can't hear me.
So keep talking.
Steve, can you hear us?
Sorry, buddy. You opened the door and walked right in. Jesus, criminy. My butthole is so puckered right now.
That's the way I like it.
Oh, my God.
I need to know if Steve dumps with the door open.
There's so many questions.
Skinner God talking.
Dang it. I don't want to bother Ian either. Let's see if he responds.
I think he might be waiting on us too. Like, I think. Oh, something happened. Did you take him out? You took him out.
Oh.
Who took him out? Steve.
Am I back?
Can you hear us? Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, man.
He lost us. There's no way we can call him back, huh?
I don't have his number.
I don't know if he's going to see the comments, if we send a message either.
Let me send a message.
If he's just on his phone, probably not.
All right. We're.
Oh, can we send him a private message? Maybe. Oh, you know what? We have notes, right?
Well, yeah, but will he see it?
No, I don't know. Shows
the teleprompter.
Yeah, but. Yeah, but his teleprompter has to be on too. No.
Yeah, but doesn't it go to everybody?
No.
It doesn't go to him? No. So he can't. Oh, Steve, I'm praying you can see this.
Steve. I can't see it. Rib.
No, it's not a rib. No rib, amigo. My God.
Let's try this again.
Yes. Please, Steve, try it. Try it, Steve. We have faith.
Steve, can you hear us?
Come on. This is not a rib.
Oh, man.
Oh, there he goes.
Oh, see you later.
Okay, maybe he got the email.
Maybe he did.
Maybe he got the message from the teleprompter.
Maybe.
He did not get the message from the teleprompter.
Maybe he did.
I don't think he had his teleprompter on.
Nope. See, he's back.
Oh.
He's back.
He's back.
There he is.
So I kind of just gave up. I thought maybe you guys had control of that whole thing there. So then I start, there's a few things here to read, but I'm going, well, I'll just start pushing buttons. That's what I usually
do.
I was either going to connect back or say goodbye.
Steve, trust us. We were trying to reach you so hard. This was not a rib. We weren't playing a joke. We just like it was in Steve's hands, and you figured it out. Thank God. Welcome back.
Well, I've played so many ribs in my life in the wrestling business that it would be just one somebody getting back at me. I mean, that was the one thing bad about ribs. It's they're really funny and stuff, but then people remember them, and if it's them that get it. Let me tell you about a rib real quick. I'll tell you about a rib. Me and Stan were in Tennessee, and we had Jacques Rougeau, and we had Terry Taylor.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Oh. Are you guys back?
Oh, no. Yes, Steve, can you hear us?
Hello.
Steve. Oh,
come on.
You got me again.
No, this is not
he's
a rib.
He's got to be ribbing us. He's got to be ribbing us. He got us on this one.
Steve.
He left. He said, fuck all y'all.
You think he's ribbing us?
Yes. He's got to be.
Oh, I hope I don't get bombarded with emails and messages. Ian Douglas, the author of this book.
He's back. Steve, I swear we thought you were ribbing us that time. Well, maybe he
messed with us, Steve. Are you messing with us? Are you ribbing us? What is going on here?
It's gotta go.
Holy shit.
Oh,
come on.
Hello.
I'm gonna piss myself.
What are you doing?
StreamYard doesn't have like a fucking phone number.
What are you gonna have him call tech support double T?
No, so we can just call in and be on the show.
So good, motherfuckers.
Oh, you don't have the Wizards hotline available anymore.
No, we couldn't figure out how to get it to work on StreamYard.
Oh my
god. Here we
go
again.
No, Steve.
We do.
I think I need limoncello.
Oh my god. Oh my god, we're having major issues. He left.
It's got to be a rib at this point, right?
Hey, Steve's back. I'll add him.
He's here. Steve, can you hear us?
You got sound?
Oh, yeah. Can you hear us? We got you.
I got zero.
Oh no! Oh no!
I'm already hard to hear it a little bit, but this is beyond.
Oh my god! Wait, I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try the teleprompter again.
Oh no! I'm sorry, Steve. I know you can't hear me. I'm
sorry. I don't see nothing else, Bush.
Oh no.
Oh God. I don't know how to explain it to him.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
I hope you can see this.
I don't know if he can. I don't know if he turned on.
He's probably on his phone too, which is
yeah,
probably not making things easy to get a message across to him.
I will. Damn it.
Oh, can we? I know. I have. It's gonna take me a minute, but I know what to do. I know what to do. Hold on, hold on, hold on. I'm a genius. I can do this.
I'm trying. Taking, man.
All right, he left. This is not good. Technology. What are you trying to fix?
Trying to get him a message. This is the only way I can figure out how to do it. Hold on.
The private chat?
No. We're going to do this. We're going to... Are you kidding me? I can't... Oh, yes, I can. Okay, great. Wonderful.
Make him back. We add him.
I'll add him.
Steve?
Steve, can you hear us?
Can you hear us? Nothing. Oh, man. Tony, that's small as shit.
Oh, I can make it bigger. I can make that's it bigger. Hold on. Oh, yeah? How's that? Now he's going to think we're making fun of him like he's blind.
No, but we're trying to help.
He leaned in. Is he reading it?
Yeah, I would assume he's reading it.
It's all the way up.
Can you hear us?
I read that.
Dude, I don't know how we're going to fix this.
I don't know if we can fix it.
What's up?
Maybe. Maybe. Bruno, stop laughing.
I'm sorry. I'm reading the comments.
Oh, no. I haven't even paid attention.
I just sent Ian Douglas a message.
Oh, yes. Kyle's actually got a good idea. We could text him questions.
Is that how?
I mean,
really?
We kind of are already.
What? Don't. Please don't. Please. We can
no. Just reschedule. I'm trying. I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna put a sad face emoji.
Do you have an eggplant?
Oh, do I?
I'm like
well, Matt. I'm Matt. Like... I mean,
wedding. Come on, what are we doing? Like, what are we trying to do?
I reached out to Ian Douglas and just let him know, like, to reach out to Steve. Maybe we can reschedule. I don't know why we can't hear him, why he can't hear us.
Yeah, it worked for the first 10
minutes. Did you put a message in the private chat? Oh, he's laughing.
He's over there laughing at me.
You know what? I'm going to hear.
Did Brian Blair put the you guys up to this?
Wait, is he the one with the ripped? Was he the one with the fucked up foot?
That was his father, or father-in-law.
Matt reached out to Ian.
Yes.
So I'm messaging him. Matt reached out to Ian. Can you tell us the rib story? You think he could see this?
I don't know. Can you make it bigger?
Dude, how big do you want me to make it? I mean, no. Come on, dude. There's only so much I can fucking do.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you.
Yes.
We can hear you.
How come I can't hear you guys?
I don't know. But Matt fucked it up.
Please don't blame me.
There, is that better? I don't know how much bigger to make it, dude.
Oh, man, I don't want to waste his time.
Right.
Like, I feel bad.
You can hear me.
Yes.
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 Yeah. You sure Brian Blair didn't put you up to this? Because you want me to tell you a rib story, but I'm going to talk to a silent scream. Shark. Is that how you spell humble?
You spelled humble wrong, Tony.
No, I did it on purpose.
Oh.
Because the sheik say, fuck his ass, make him humble. Wait, what happened? Get him back. What'd you do?
I didn't do anything.
Oh, my God. Should I just tell him we're just going to reschedule?
Yeah, Steve, put it up there. See if he wants to reschedule. This is, I feel so bad.
I know.
Maybe we have Ian on with him or something like that? Or...
I mean, you guys could talk while I'm typing, you know?
I know, I'm just like...
Is that how you spell terrible?
Yeah, because this ain't working. I mean, we'll just have to not the time. You know, 7:45. I was probably good to 9 o'clock, but then I'll be asleep.
Oh. Do we have a guest next
week? Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Took me a while to figure you wanted me to stretch this out where I could read what you're saying to me, too. That's all right. This isn't the first time this has happened. So don't worry about it. I'm kind of good at this. I mean, a lot of times it never even gets started. So something happens in the studio or whatever. So anyway, but what you saying here?
Butched it up.
Dude, I'm trying to type. Leave me alone.
Yeah, you guys just have to blame it on somebody, right?
What the That's fuck? Okay.
I bet Matt's a lot smarter than me when it comes to this.
Oh, no, he's not. Hold on.
He can't even close a bathroom door.
He shits with the door open.
Yeah, that's bad. That's Nord the Barbarian did that. Them guys from Minnesota. Well, there's one guy right in there. You guys' brains are frozen, man. Too much snow.
Oh, my God.
Door in front of his wife. Oh. You got a, you mean you have a door on all y'all's bathrooms? Separate for from show. Your shower and sinks and all that? Oh, God, hide on the toilet? That's unreal. Ah, now that's not a good idea. I've been married 46 years, and that would be up on the top 10 of not to do.
I'm sorry, people. You need to watch this episode.
Yes.
You can't just listen. This is nuts.
All right, we're 2-1 with that one.
You oh, my God.
He said it's okay.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Oh, my God. I'm just letting Steve know we'll be
and
in touch.
See Steve. I'll go watch Steve Harvey now then. All right. You guys have a good evening. Let me know when this gets fixed.
Jeez, I can't type.
See ya.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Steve. I hope you can see us.
Steve.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Steve Kearns, ladies and gentlemen. I do feel terrible.
Yes.
But I think we made chicken salad out of chicken shit with that one. At least we tried.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Yeah, I mean, all things considered.
Well, I learned something. He's good with shitting with the door open, but not with shitting with your wife in the shower.
I thought he was a no on both.
Oh, he was no on the first one?
Oh, yeah. He was definitely no on the first one.
Oh, because I thought he was telling I thought he was saying that John Nord was cool with it, so he was cool with it.
No, brain's frozen.
I was trying to type and not misspell, but, you know, I'm old, so.
Look, that was a brilliant move, Tony.
Yeah.
We tried to salvage it. Look, I can't put this book over. I'm not even done with it. I'm like a fraction through it. The Kern Chronicles, it's available on Amazon. There's two books. But I'm only about a quarter through the first one. Ian Douglas wrote this book. He wrote the B. Brian Blair book, co-wrote. And he's got a couple other wrestling books out. So we're hoping to get Ian on in the future. But, man, that's... God dang it. I'm bummed.
I gotta go through the comments. Fucking Kyle chimes in. Steve, can you hear us? Write that down, Brundo. Yep. Also, do the whole interview like this. When was the last time you shit your pants? Al suggesting make him humble. Write that down, Brundo.
Done.
Okay, SJ, seeing the actual words was entertaining. LOL. Mod Spock, this fucking rules. I don't know if it rules, but it was. We tried to salvage, brother. What's funny, Al says, what's funny is he thought it was HK.
Minnesota, guys.
Yeah.
Man.
Hey, man, I tried. Some reason it clicked. Like, just fucking share the screen and let's do it.
I don't, we were good, like, the first few minutes.
I think with his audio, like, when he plugged his headphones in and back out, I'm guessing something had to switch in the gimmick
in
there.
The settings.
And, yeah, because he didn't put the headphones back in. I was wondering if he plugged them back in, if it would have just jumped back into play, you know?
Yeah.
You know, if you're outputting just to the headphones and the headphones aren't there, it's not going to output to the phone anymore. Because StreamYard, like, you have to set how you want to hear things and what microphone you want to use. So if he had it set and it doesn't default back to just like his iPhone speaker, then you're screwed. You're not going to get it.
Man, I was so excited to talk to him. That Andre Giant story tickled me in the book, and he fucking... can you just see like a 19-year-old Steve Kern just putting on Andre's boots and his tights and just running around the locker room? Gee willikers. Golly. All right, we got to bounce back.
Do we want to take a break?
Yeah, please. I got to take a pee. I almost peed my pants. I'm like sweating through my shirt now. I got so nervous. Hold on. Oh, I... it came together so, like, I just, like, tweeted a picture out of this book, like, great book, really enjoying it, would love to get Steve Kern on the podcast one day. And Ian Douglas immediately slid in the DMs, or responded. He's like, I'll work on it. And then a day later, he was like, I'm going to put you on an email with him, set it up. And I was like, wow. So, you know, I want to have, you know, look, we had Chuck Coates on, right? And we couldn't get that right. And then, like, he was like, he passed away like 5 months later.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was excited to talk. We didn't even get to touch on Skinner, Bad Attitude, and WCW, Doink the Clown, like
the Fabulous Ones. How much they got from the women down there? Jeez.
I thought you were talking about the Fantastics, Brando.
Sorry.
He was in the Rockers?
The new Rockers.
That's pretty good.
The Orient Express?
What?
The new Orient Express.
SJ said, don't be hard on yourselves. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know pro wrestling.
What was that?
Yeah.
I don't even know shit about wrestling.
The Sexy Eddie.
I thought it was Brundo.
I don't know why I was on that page.
I thought it was a JCW commentator.
All right, I got the gimmicks ready. Yeah, right, Mom. We'll go wherever.
Yeah. We'll be back right after I go find out if SmackDown is going to be 3 hours long or not.
We would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in each week to The Shining Wizards. Here are some other ways in which you can support the show. If you shop at Amazon, visit amazon.shiningwizards.com and shop the way you always do. You'll pay the same low prices, and a portion of your purchase will help support the show. If you'd like to buy a Shining Wizards t-shirt, visit merch.shiningwizards.com to visit our pro wrestling tee store and select from over a dozen great designs. You can also become a Patreon supporter at patreon.shiningwizards.com, where we offer bonus content, producer credits, and so much more. Continue to listen to the show wherever you listen to podcasts and watch along live on social media. And don't forget to like, rate, review, and subscribe. Your continued support helps us to continue to bring you the best in professional wrestling podcasting. It's time for your weekly lineup of shows on the Shining Wizards Network. Start your week with the latest from Gorilla Brain, featuring the year of Duke and Rogue, covering a year's worth of classic wrestling. And the Tots Pod, introducing the world to wrestling figure collecting. Follow up with 30 Screams or Less, a weekly review of horror movies in 30 minutes or less. And the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling. The Network Week continues with the Mark Order, your place for everything AEW. And the ROH Revelry, covering everything in the history of Ring of Honor. Later, it's Radioactive Metal, bringing you everything from the world of heavy metal music. And Inconclusive Breakdown, keeping you up to date on everything happening in the world. The Shining Wizards Network is also the home to other great shows, like The Brocast, your watch-along podcast from Down Under. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, paying homage to the greatest shows in the history of pro wrestling. Wrestling Night in Canada, a focus on wrestling with a North of the Border spin. And Going Underground, a show that takes you back through the history of Lucha Underground. Enjoy all of the amazing shows on the Shining Wizards Network, available wherever you listen to podcasts and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. It's the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
You want to fight. You want to become a champion. But face facts, you suck. But you don't have to suck. And you won't suck when you train with the best. Train at the Wizards Wrestling School. We'll train you in all forms of combat, including Japanese wrestling and wrestling in pudding with no clothes on. Got $5,000? We'll take your $5,000 and train you to be a champion. Maybe. Got what it takes? Join us on the mean streets of Morristown and find out if you got what it takes to win championships. It's the Wizards Wrestling School, taking money and taking names.
And we're back.
All right.
Just so you know, I went upstairs to get a beverage and a little snack during the break.
All right.
My kid goes, wait. He follows me up the stairs. He goes, what the fuck was going on with your interview? I'm like, bro, you don't even know. I told him how we were typing and everything to the guest. He was laughing his balls off.
So was Molly. I told her exactly. She goes, I walked upstairs and she goes, what the fuck was going on? You okay? And I was like, yeah. It was everything went sideways, but it was about as good as it could have gotten for the situation.
Yeah.
All right. But Steve was a great sport about it. And we're going to reconnect and we're going to figure out a way to get Steve on the show where he can be seen and heard, because he's a wealth of information and knowledge, and the stories are, he tells a story about when he was in Japan with Gene Kaniski, he locked him outside of his hotel room naked. And then Gene chased Steve around the hotel, and then Steve dipped into his room and locked the door. So Gene was just in the hallway naked in a Japanese hotel screaming at the top of his lungs, and Steve called the security desk to complain about it. So the book is full of stories like that. Tony mentioned at the beginning of the show, the Patreon, you're guaranteed 2 episodes a month. You might even get 3. Last month, you got 3. This month, January 1st, we dropped the first ever episode of the Shining Wizard Wrestling Podcast. If you've been listening to the history of the Wizards that me and Tony are doing, this will kind of give you a little idea of where we were when we started. And obviously, if you're still listening now, you know what we've become. Some things change. Some things have not changed. Also, Brundon and HK are doing the Rogue Indie Chronicles. You know, you can listen to great stories like Handsome Kevin trying to cut a promo from a tree. Not being happy with his first take and regretting the second take. and going to bars that we may or may not be able to say the name on the show. Great stuff there. So you check it out, the Patreon. $3 a month gets you that and all of our back catalogs, all the old bonus shows, the crossword puzzles, the what ifs. There's a cavalcade of things there. The street team is out and about. Lisa was at Collision on Saturday. And SJ is going to be, hold on, I gotta find this thing, guys. I'm sorry. I didn't update it today. I got like a bozo.
Where you made dinner instead.
There it is. Yeah, I made dinner instead. I also went to the gym today. Woo, look out, people. SJ is gonna be at WPW Cold Out 4 Show No Mercy. And she's also gonna be at Wrestling for a Cause on the 24th of January and February 4th at WPW WSO Brawl in the Hall. All those events taking place in Winnipeg. So if you see SJ, say what's up. She's got brand new stickers being made. She's got the bracelets where they say the women's ones say SW and the men's say Shining Wizards because the men's are bigger. She's doing an amazing job at Wizard Street. You give them a follow and check them out. She's been crushing it over there. So please give them a follow. New merch, handmade. She just said she's right here. She's in the chat. She's great. She's fantastic. I know HK said he watched AEW Dynamite. C2 is over. He's back. So I'm interested to see what you have to say, HK.
So, oh boy, do you want, I guess, the good? Do you want the bad? What do you just an overall?
Yeah, wherever you want to start, buddy.
Yeah. Brody King sucks. Throw that one out. Yep, throw that one out.
This is a shit take.
Yeah. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, not a fan. I never was really a huge fan of his. He cut this really weird promo facing MJF with on behalf of Bandito. Just bad, poor delivery, nothing inspiring whatsoever. I don't know about the cheering of John Moxley. I'm still, you know what I mean, like it just doesn't seem right. And then he says it's 2026 is Death Riders versus everyone. But wasn't that kind of the idea to begin with? It was Death Riders versus everyone. So that threw me off a little bit there.
I think the beginning of the Death Riders, they were saying you're either with us or you're against us. So it wasn't.
Well,
like,
isn't that, you know, versus
well, yeah, everyone. But now they're not trying to recruit anybody else. It's just us versus everybody else.
So now that they're faces, maybe.
Yeah.
They don't want people to join them, but yeah, when they were heels, they wanted people to.
Right, because when they were heels, they were trying to change the landscape of AEW. But now that they're baby faces, they want to protect AEW. So, like, their big feud is, it looks like it's going to be with the Don Callis family.
Oh, yeah. Great. Yeah. Riveting television.
Look, don't be mad at me. I'm just trying to make chicken salad out of chicken shit, okay?
I don't.
You typing messages to Tony Khan?
I don't like at all intergender matches. Not a fan. Not a fan whatsoever. Don't need to see it. Don't want to see it. Those can go away.
What about intergender matches bothers you?
Boy, I think maybe it's just a visual of like a man hitting a woman. It just doesn't sit right with me.
That was the whole Attitude Era.
I mean, I wouldn't say that was the whole Attitude Era, but it doesn't, like, it just doesn't sit right with me.
Willie Mack hit the ring rat with a stunner.
I know. Didn't like that either. Didn't like that either. And I think there's a difference between a one-off, like, this happened and it advances the story or whatever it does. But like, you're gonna see fucking, you know, Megan Bain challenging for the world title or the intercontinental promotional consideration title. Like, I don't know what we're doing with that. So I don't like it. I don't think it goes anywhere. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Wait, pause that and rewind it a little bit. Yeah. She's fighting for a man's title.
No. I'm just saying, where does it go? You're not going to get there. So what, like, what's the fucking point?
Why? TNA did it a couple years ago.
With Tessa and
Tessa beat Sammy, right?
Yeah, and it didn't work for her brother.
Well, didn't really she work had for other them either. I mean, they didn't really do much.
Other, she had other things.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. I just
not for you.
Not for me. Not for me. Altogether, though, I'm going to say this: I really didn't hate the episode. I really didn't. I like MJF. It's still the same shtick. He needs to pepper in some new stuff, but I'm a fan of his. So it was really cool to see former guest of the show, Elvin Falcone, was on in that opening segment. Jay Fowler was on in the opening segment. A lot of local guys were on in that opening segment. So that was really cool to see. I don't know, Swerve and Hangman, I know they've been kind of odd bedfellows there. I still don't quite understand why they're going to be odd bedfellows, but I'm going to watch again. All right, I'm not completely turned off. That's for sure. The best part about the entire episode, to me, the best part is that Mercedes Moné still comes out to absolutely zero fucking reaction.
Yep.
I fucking love it. Money well spent. Just money well spent. She is
money.
She's a fucking chode.
I don't want to be a chode.
I think she's a chode. She doesn't want to be a chode. She's an eyeball chode.
I liked the main event, and yeah. I like that, like, we're getting their, like, Mercedes Moné spiraling out of control, but I hate that they put the TBS title on Willow, who's a tag champion. Like, what?
Yep. So
women that you could highlight here, like, I don't understand. Also, when Bandido hit Beast Mortis with the 21 plex and he didn't, like, land and bridge, but Horseface just kept counting, like, even when he flipped over to cover, like, I don't know, that bothered me.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a lot to hate. I was just trying to, I'm trying to watch it not looking for things to hate. Like, the hate's got to really smack me in the nuts. So I'm gonna watch again next Wednesday. I'm not saying I'm back full time, but I'm back.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, of course.
And you may have answered this before. Is there a reason you don't ever watch Collision?
Huh. You know, I guess not really. I'll catch it here and there, but it's rare that I do catch it. I think the last I was a weekly watcher when CM Punk was involved.
Phil.
And then I never really go out of my way to watch it. It's always been Dynamite. That's the Saturday night's delight, right? That
collision. Yes.
Yeah.
He's so at Rachel Local with his best gal.
I could not. It's usually Friday night. I suppose I could watch it on Sunday morning.
Yeah, shit. You go to Rancho Loco Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Come I would on, fucking love to. Yeah,
just on days that ended in Y.
Is there a reason to watch Collision over Dynamite? Dynamite's the flagship. Why would I not watch the flagship?
No, I don't have to watch it over.
No, but do you watch? Do you watch SmackDown?
I rarely catch SmackDown anymore. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just curious. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm trying to pepper in this new clown bullshit too. So.
New clown bullshit. Wow. So Handsome Kevin liked Dynamite because he probably hated Lunacy and he had to like something for the week.
Brundo, anything about Dynamite before we move into Lunacy?
No, go ahead and move into Lunacy. I did enjoy it, especially the main event. I'm very happy for Willow, but I'm in your. I just wish she wasn't the tag champion at the same time.
Was Willow who she teamed up with? Bane?
No, Harley Cameron. Harley Babes Cameron. Wrath.
Were they a team before the tournament, or were they one of the slap together?
No, they were slapped together.
So
they
you slapped them together. You put the titles on them. You haven't really built them up much, so you would figure like you would want to build them up over the next couple of weeks or couple of months. But no, like, fuck, what's her name? Let's throw Willow back in with old Fivehead, and then, we'll strap her up, too. So you kind of fucked not only Harley Cameron, but you fucked your brand-new titles on top of it.
I mean, I think they did do a good job throughout the tournament in the last couple of weeks of building them up. They talked about a lot how their teamwork went together. And
yeah, but then they threw it all away by gelling. Putting this singles title on Willow.
They're gelling.
They are.
Are you gelling?
That was Monet. I think that Monet asked for that match too. So it kind of like came back and bit her in the ass.
Well, because she got pinned in the tag match.
Oh, she got pinned. That's right. Yeah.
At World's End, Willow pinned her. So that's.
There's no point in any of this. None whatsoever.
You know what there really is no point in, too, Tony?
Storytelling.
It's not storytelling. One of the things that pops up, like they still have when Willow came out. Fuck, what's her tits? Walks out with her, stands, hits the mark, gets the pose, and then she's out, and then Willow walks down by herself. Like
because Willow's a baby face and she don't need no help.
I hate that shit. You just don't walk out there at all. There's no need for it to stand out there, hit your pose, and then walk back. It looks fucking dumb.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's because it's not advertised as Willow with Harley Cameron against Mercedes Moné. It's just Willow.
Right. Don't fucking walk out into your pose. Get out of here.
Right. And if you're going to walk out, walk to the fucking ring.
Oh, and then when they were destroying, what's his goddamn name? Luchasaurus.
Dinosaur?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're destroying him, and then they got the fucking barricade across his arm. And it's like he forgot that he was supposed to be selling for a good, like, 8 to 10 seconds. Like, nothing was happening. He was just laying there, and his arm was out. And then obviously he's like, oh, shit, that's right. Yeah! Oh, fucking guy.
Thanks, give him a break. He almost died last year.
And he's fucking hurt again.
Yeah, that was
everybody's quick. Hurt again. Everybody's always hurt again.
That's true. You see Jade Cargill fucking beating everybody up on the house shows, right? Mishin and B-Fab got hurt wrestling wrestling Jade on the holiday house shows.
She's the new Nia Jax.
You see Nia Jax, by the way.
I try not to.
Yo, she slimmed down.
I saw a picture of her from like her college days, and I was like, "Oh, Nia,
yeah, she was a looker. She used to be a model."
Wouldn't deny ya.
But you'd say no to Elizabeth.
Yep.
Fucking weirdo, dude.
I work with a guy that would say yes to Nia Jax over literally any woman.
Anyone. Nice.
That's his girl.
I like a guy that's got strong convictions.
Yeah. HK.
Yeah.
Any Miss Elizabeth?
Yeah, that NWO Miss Elizabeth hits different.
That's what I was getting at.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's something to that NWO Miss Elizabeth.
Because there was the Ric Flair Miss Elizabeth, and then there was the NWO Miss Elizabeth, and then there was like the Goldberg Touched My Privates Miss Elizabeth.
Oh, not that
Lex
one.
Lex Luger.
And then Lex Luger killed me Miss Elizabeth.
Right, there's that.
Before that.
Yeah. You know, if there was a vintage of Liz, it would probably be that NWO Liz.
So there it is. That Liz is on the table.
I said, if there was, that would.
But
be
there the, was.
That would that, be the prop.
That's vintage. The if it happened.
That's the if. There you go, Double T. We got him. We got him to admit it. I like it. Liz is on the table.
Now there's no vintage of Sherry.
What?
No.
There's a lot of Sherry out there, and it's great.
Yeah, there's more of her in the late 90s.
What about when she was with Tanaka and Diamond?
No, not a Sherry guy.
What?
Sister Sherry? Sister Sherry was great. Sister, that hit different.
Sensational Sherry? Queen Sherry?
No Sherry.
Ric Flair Sherry?
Ooh, well, Ric Flair Sherry was fucking awesome Sherry. Sister Sherry? Oh, she hits different too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, especially Rob Fuller is fucking them up.
From across the room.
Low-key big hog.
Low-key? No, low-key. There's nothing low-key about it.
Low-key big hog. What the fuck are we doing?
Guy's walking with a t-shirt. Fucking limp.
And?
Low-key big hog.
I had a Tommy Young t-shirt.
Tommy Young.
Get old?
No, I threw it into the ropes and it fucking hurt itself.
So at least try and put your dick and balls back in your shorts. Dude, and I'm 100%. The Miko Maestro, the underwear, I didn't wear them. I just put them in the water. They shrunk, dude. They're fucking tiny as shit now. You guys wear your underoos?
Yeah, I can't get mine on either. So I got them on. Trying to move with them on is going to be a whole different story.
Did you share your wife?
Oh, I told her she should wear them. She won't wear them.
What?
The kid tried them on. The kid's like, yeah, this isn't going to work for me either, brother.
It's just disappointing.
Well, did yours fit, HK?
I haven't tried them on yet. I'm trying to, I want like the best possible time to like have them on and just like walk around or like maybe on a Saturday, maybe Saturday morning. That's the ticket. I usually get up early. I strut my miles and then I walk up, wake up Molly. Maybe I'll walk up there wearing the Tony briefs.
After you fucking walk 8 miles in a circle, you're gonna fucking put your oniony bag inside the Tony briefs and then go try to have relations with your missus? Get the fuck out of here.
Little update.
Little?
Priced out.
What'd you price out?
New treadmill.
No shit.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Want to get one with the incline. Want to get the incline because I do my miles, right? And I'm doing great, dropping the pounds, all that. But I want an incline. I got to step it up, right? Start out with 5, move to 7, now to 8. I got to step up the training. Want to keep getting those results. So, yeah, press on a couple different treadmills.
Writing that down.
Why?
Horny, got to go.
Dr. HIV.
Jesus, Brando, take it easy.
Where the fuck did that come from?
I don't remember saying that. I'm doing pretty well.
All right. Good for you, Brando. A couple title changes in the WWE happened this week. The newly formed Usos beat AJ and Dragon Lee on Raw. And then Julia reclaimed her U.S. championship by beating Chelsea Green. Oh, and Matt Cardona is in the WWE.
Yes, he is.
And yep. Trick Williams signed to SmackDown.
Jordan Grace, too.
Oh, did she? Really?
Yeah. I think she, I'm pretty sure she did. She was there.
For all 3 hours?
Yes.
Nice.
That's a bold move by them. So Raw, SmackDown, and the monthly pay-per-views are all 3 hours long.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's no difference between any of them.
I'm just curious, why are they going to the well with Julia? I thought Julia was kind of cooled off at this point.
I can't tell you the last time I sat down and watched WWE, so I can't answer that question.
I usually turn on SmackDown for about 5 minutes and realize, yeah, there's got to be something better on.
Yeah, man.
Like, I think it's cool that Cardona went back there, but I'm not tuning into the Smack. Like, I'm not tuning into SmackDown to watch Matt Cardona.
Hey, you could tune in to watch the Wyatt Six actually defend their tag titles. I feel like it's the first time since Mania.
Against who?
Whom?
The MFTs.
Did you just say whom?
Whom?
Double T's correcting me. The fucking world is ending.
I wasn't correcting you. I just said whom. I wasn't trying to correct you.
No, but it was funny. Just take the compliment. Oh, shit. Let's talk about wrestling that doesn't suck.
Yeah, I didn't watch. You want to talk about JCW or you want to talk about Tanahashi?
Yeah. Oh, all right. Yeah. Let's go to Tanahashi real quick.
So Wrestle Kingdom 20 took place Saturday night.
Yep. Woke up Sunday, completely forgot it was happening.
I had to work Sunday, so I didn't even get to stay up and watch it, which I usually do. But biggest news, Tanahashi had his last match against Okada. You know, he went out on his back, and then they brought out a bunch of people from his past. Jay White, Will Ospreay, Kenny Omega, Kota Ibushi, Muda. Shibata came out, and that, like, broke Tanahashi. Like, he was not expecting that. And then they Naito. Locked up and beat the shit out of each other one last time.
Oh, yeah, that was fantastic.
Look, man, it was great. I know there's a lot of people out there that maybe have tuned out from New Japan, me being one of them. But this was, like, a great send-off. I don't know if you guys have had a chance to watch it.
No, didn't watch it. Didn't have the gimmick. I did read about it, though, and I read that, you know, everybody came out. They said Ibushi came out without his walker or without his cane or something. So hopefully he's on the mend. Oh, fucking parsnip legs.
I did watch the match. I didn't watch the ceremonies afterwards because from start to finish, it's about 2 hours long. Yeah, so I wasn't going to sit through all that. So I watched the match, and then I watched the 10 bell of him going out.
Did he leave his boots in the ring?
No, he actually didn't, surprisingly.
Probably going to sell those bad boys.
I would if I was him. But the match was pretty good for the last, like, two. I would say it's probably the best match he's had in the last, like, 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, that's what I read, too. He kind of just let it all hang out, and it was like a...
Yeah. You know,
it was a good match. I also saw that we have a brand new IWGP World Champion.
Yoda Tsuji. Yeah.
Still remember when Yoda Tsuji was one of the Young Lions with that whole crop of guys that came up. It's wild to actually, like, because when we were all getting into, like, New Japan, you know, like when it was around, like, Okada, Ibushi, Omega, like all those guys, like Tsuji was part of that pack that was up and coming, you know? He was like, oh, Tsuji's in the 8-man tag. Tsuji's looking up at the lights, you know? So it's kind of neat that we see somebody that we kind of watched pretty much his whole career at this point get to that spot where he's now the world champion.
Yeah, and I am behind on my New Japan, but apparently they also put an end to the Bullet Club this morning.
Yep.
Wait, what?
They merged.
They put a bullet in the club?
Yeah, they merged them and...
House of Torture.
No, L.I.J.
L.I.J.
So what are they now? Los Ingobernables Bullets?
Oh, I don't know.
I got it.
So they didn't get rid of them. They just fucking created something new.
Yeah, but it's not Bullet Club. It's called Unbound Company.
Because a bunch of the guys, really, they think Evil might be WWE bound.
Get out of here!
I mean, isn't he married to Io Sky? So
yes,
yeah. So why wouldn't they want to be together over there?
Why not Sonata?
He's another one. He came out with like a little sign or something like that that said "See you later, New Japan" or something like that.
Well, see you later.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's been excited for Sonata in I don't know how many years—4 or 5 years.
I still remember when Matt had a moonstem for Evil when he won the title, and he's like, "Everything is evil." And
then yeah, I saw the T-shirt. It was
like 3 weeks later. He's like, "Fuck this."
Look, it was awesome when it happened, but everything else after that was pretty rough, man. The House of Torture for the last like 2.5 years has been the worst thing on New Japan. Wikipedia said he's engaged to Io Sky, but I don't know
when it
was.
Wow, he's a big boy and she's a tiny little thing too.
Yeah, but that was 2020 when that was last reported. Is Io Sky
evil?
Got it.
Is Io Sky married? No.
There is no public confirmation or reliable report that Io Sky is married.
Hmm. I guess everything is not evil in her.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
Andrade showed up too in New Japan.
Yeah, they called him AEW superstar Andrade. So
maybe they'll walk that back. But I plan on watching Wrestle Kingdom and New Year's Dash just to kind of get myself caught up and see what's going on. Will Ospreay was on New Year's Dash this morning. He said he's coming back to Japan to fix the United Empire. So I guess they're going to do like a little United Empire versus United Empire thing.
Yeah, Cal Newman was not happy about that. Uh-huh. And
TMDK won the tag belts, no?
No, the junior. I think the six man, the never open weight six man TMDK did.
I can't believe they still have all these belts.
Yeah. They lost to the Knockout Pros in the main event of New Year's Dash.
Ah. Who are the Knockout Pros?
Oscar and Yuta Ice or Yuto Ice.
Oscar.
There are two more.
Name.
Two more young guys that came back and just Oscar. Shot right to the top.
Is he green in a trash can? Does he tell everybody to scram?
Trash can.
They had a Rambo too again this year, didn't they?
That was the Rambo for the six man.
Oh, no more King of Pro Wrestling.
No, let's see.
I forgot what they did with that belt.
Titles.
Well, I mean, they probably just threw it in garbage.
If they were smart. Let's see.
Yoda. I remember they were defending that on some like fucking high school gymnasium show during COVID, and they wound up like fighting in an elevator somewhere in the building.
Yeah, and Kirk and Hall, I think it goes down because that's how you get up to you. They take an elevator.
No, but it looked like it was a high school gym where they were wrestling.
I don't maybe.
I don't think Kurgan Hall's pretty big, so it could have if it's empty.
You know what I need to watch again? I need to watch the AEW Japan Women's Tournament to develop the number one contender for what's her name?
Kawhi.
For shits and giggles. What the hell was her name?
The girl with the girl with the rope, right?
Well, Ryu Mizunami won the tournament, but no, who's the one Yuka that was Sakazaki? The champion? No, the one that was the champ.
Shida.
That's right, Hikaru.
I fucking miss her. I've been waiting every week for her to come back. I love
Yeah, Shida. She can get it.
Oh well, yeah.
Hey, whatever happened to Keith Lee? He's not coming back. Is he Dunzo Magunzo?
I don't know.
What about Wardlow?
Oh my God, Wardlow!
He got hurt again. What the second he came back, he fucking threw out his shoulder again, like that night.
When I was listening to Jim Cornette's podcast, every week they would have to bleep it out. He was giving out people's phone numbers from WWE, telling them to call like on his show. He's like, "I want you to call beep, and this is his number, beep." And Brian Lasseter would be like, "You got to stop that. I can't. I can't keep editing the show. I don't want you to edit. I want him to call."
Jesus. Apparently, Keith Lee had double surgeries early in 2024 due to prior COVID-related heart issues.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. He's married to Meechan or no?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, she's home now, too, so, you know.
Imagine going home to that little dish.
little bitch.
Jesus Christ, man.
Oh, I mean, for him. I mean, he's a big guy, so she's a little dish, right?
You say dish or bish?
No, dish. Bish. What the fuck's that?
Like, I thought you said bitch. I was like, you know, I'm not going to touch that. I'm going to see if the other guys, because if I touch it, then we're both going to get hung. So
yeah. Writing I'll that down.
It. I'll touch it. I don't mind.
I like it.
Before we get to homework, I think we all watched JCW Lunacy.
I got about a third of the way through.
I've been very high on this, and I got Handsome Kevin to watch. And I'm very interested to see if Handsome Kevin will ever listen to my suggestions again, or if he hates my face.
Wait, can I just, we had a callback, which nobody caught but me, of course. So Vampiro is actually like a big part of the show now, and Vampiro still suffers from flatulence. This motherfucker's farting while he's on the couch sitting next to Vince Russo.
Fucking horrible.
And you gotta go.
No, his asshole must be blown out bigger than Brian Knobs if he can't hold that shit in. You can't hold it for a take? Or he's doing it on purpose, right? Like Vince is like, bro, remember when you farted during Triple Mania, bro? Can you shit your pants again, bro?
I like your Vince Russo.
It had to be on purpose, right? I'm surprised fucking Big Vito over there was like, yo, did you shit yourself? Maybe he felt bad. Maybe he thought he did. I don't know.
So HK.
Yeah.
Yes, please. I'm dying to know.
Yeah, I'm very interested to know.
Boy. So I guess start with the commentary team. This Amico guy. No, just no. Can't say his voice sucks. His commentary sucks. Not a fan. Just not a fan.
Not both of them. The guy that's not Jim Ross. Like the real.
You just said Amico.
Guy. Yeah, that's
Amico.
That's
what I mean. Yeah.
Well, I don't know their real names. I'm calling them Jim Ross and the fucking Rahway. You know.
We got a new fucking champion.
That's the guy. Yep.
Yeah.
Fucking thanks horrible. For spoiling it again, you dildo.
Horrible.
I mean, you don't know who the champion is.
I don't know who the mystery opponent is yet. I haven't gotten.
Yeah, well, read the results.
Don't read
them. No, come on!
Get a new fucking champion.
This Monster Factory, titties and butt in the front guy. I don't know about that.
Wait, is Jasmine St. Clair titties?
No. He's talking about Congo Kong.
Yeah.
Oh, I found out who fucking Fupa guy is too, Mr. Happy.
Ooh.
Yeah, butt in the front.
You want to know?
Yeah.
It's Sam Stackhouse.
Awesome.
Is it really?
Yep.
Sam Stackhouse?
I was too fucking tired of trying to find out who Gags the Gimp and fucking Scion and Zion were. I said, fuck it. I want to know who Mr. Happy is. So I looked that shit up. Fight me.
All right. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, this cocaine situation. Not I'm not into that.
You don't like Stephen Flo?
Stephen Flo, I'm okay with. Now, Stephen Flo, I find
cocaine. Entertaining. Yeah, what's wrong with cocaine?
I'm not in on cocaine.
You know, like when he throws the cocaine up in the air and he sniffs.
No,
it?
it's almost.
Everybody just loves cocaine.
I don't like it.
Run to write that down.
Willie Mack, always gonna like Willie Mack, right?
You don't like Willie Mack?
No, I said always gonna like Willie Mack.
Oh,
I got
you
no kind of
like? Okay.
Yeah, no, always gonna like him. No complaints with Willie Mack.
I thought he had a good match with Caleb Conley.
Yeah, really? Yeah. That to me, that was the highest point of the entire show.
Not the zombies.
Oh, go fuck a horse.
You didn't like Vito trying to make excuses for why he had that
no,
wound on his neck?
No, didn't like that. Didn't like so and then
it was a threesome, all right? It was Jasmine St. Clair and that blonde.
You know what it is? Bunch of execs here with the YouTube show. That's another thing. Fucking goddamn Vampiro. God damn it. Why does he's like it's gonna be a ratings bonanza? It's a YouTube show, jack off. Golly. Anyway.
But that's what makes it funny. Like it fucking knows what it is and it just fucking pretends it's not.
And then Haley J, I think is wasted talent, I think. And for her and her mom comes out for fucking what reason? And
wait, is that Big Rig Betty? Is that Big Rig Betty?
Yeah.
Fucking A, dude. I didn't get that far. Big Rig Betty's in JCW.
She's not doing.
Can we book big? I want to book Big Rig Betty.
All she's doing is pointing at her daughter when her daughter shakes her ass. It's
yes, that's awesome. Throw that money, son.
Hate it.
Come get that.
They bring a fucking puppy out to the ring. Nah, I don't need that.
What kind of miserable existence do you live in?
Hey, I'm happy all the time,
bro. Kelly J and Big Rig Betty were
show.
They were so awesome on fucking WoW,
and she's in clown makeup, right? And then the next match we got the Funstruction Brothers. They're in like everybody's a clown. I get it. It's insane. I get it. It's insane clown posse, but like it all runs together then. And these Outbreak fuckers, fuck that. Come on. I'm out. I'm out on the Outbreak. Not
is that
in
the
on
zombies?
That.
Is that the zombies?
Yeah, that zombie bullshit. Yeah, eat a shit. I'm out on that for sure.
Abel and Jackson.
Yeah, yuck.
I bet you if this was on AEW, you'd love the shit out of it.
What the fuck is wrong with you? No, I would not.
I'm asking you the same question, sir.
Tony, she's going by Amazing Maria on...
Why not Big Rig Betty?
Because I think Big Rig Betty is owned by WoW?
Yeah, there's there's both. She has a Twitter for Big Rig Betty and for Amazing Maria.
She's probably still like on episodes of WoW. Who knows how long they're in the can.
Oh yeah. And I also think she has a history in JCW.
The thing that like I would like to see, because I'm gonna watch again. Don't worry, I'm gonna watch. I'm gonna be next week. I'm gonna be right here, and I'm gonna be.
He's hate there. Fucking JCW.
I'm watching it. Double T. I'm watching it. We're talking about it.
Oh my God, Tony. So
we will.
Big Rig Betty used to be in a tag team with Mickey Knuckles. They were the Smothers. Yeah, they were Tracy Smothers' daughters.
Oh, I thought they were called
Smothers' daughters?
No, they were Knuckles and Buttles.
Sorry to cut you off.
No, that's a great fact point. I love that.
The thing that I don't like is that like there's not everything seems so fucking dark. Like, could we get like some flow of the show, some peaks, and everything seems so fucking
Stephen
dark.
Flo, what more flow do you need?
Yeah, I had Stephen Flo against fucking a monster factory with titties and butt in the front.
And don't forget
cocaine.
And the Beast Man was there.
Yeah. not good. Not good. But I'm gonna watch it again. I'm ready for next week already. Already,
why would you watch it again if you didn't like it though?
No, I'm now committed. Double T, we're gonna talk about this show, you and me, buddy.
I have no problem. I fucking enjoy it very much. So,
nah, I'm hate fucking watching it. Although I do like. Oh, that's the question I was gonna ask you guys. Too Tough Tony, so he's gotta be like 4'8", right?
You could ask him next week.
He has gotta be, man, because I know how tall a ring is and ring ropes are, and I know I can lean against him and both my arms go over the top rope, no problem leaning against him. I don't think his I think he's a little short. He's not too tall, Tony.
Wait, Too Tough Tony next week?
Yes.
But he lost the title. I don't, why would we want to book him? That's you know short. What he is, Brundo?
He's a short fucking
fucking loser.
You don't know how he lost the title.
I know. I covered the thing. I don't even know who he lost the title to.
All right.
HK, cage match has him as 6 feet tall.
Too Tough Tony is not 6 feet tall. Yeah, when he was in the ring with that mystery opponent, can't ruin it for Tony, Matt Cardona.
You fucking dildo.
Wow, it's running across the screen.
And it covered. I have my hanky covering it. You fucking rum-dum dildo shit face.
Rum-dum dildo shit
face. I might have AIDS.
Gotta get a fucking text later.
You truly are a cock master, you fucking dildo anus fuck.
Let me put it to work. And I know how tall, what was his, the Carnival of Chaos. That's his name, Tony, the Carnival of Chaos. I know how tall he is, right? And he looks like goddamn El Gigante standing next to Too Tough Tony.
You know, I watched the El Gigante match last night.
Nice. Which one?
That's awesome.
El Gigante and Vader. From the WCW New Japan Super Show.
Nice.
Nice was not the way I would describe it. Vampiro brought back Madman Pondo to be the enforcer.
Fuck yeah. ACW without Madman Pondo just something feels off.
I know you won't choke on it because you're a professional.
Well, yeah, of course. I remember, I'm a magician.
Did Brundle notice? I don't think
Brundle make it disappear.
No, no, it didn't.
You didn't notice it?
No. The bottom of the screen, Brundle.
Yeah, check the banner, brother.
Yeah, move your handkerchief.
All right. Well, HK's going to hate watch JCW next week. Brundle, have you dabbled in the JCW?
I hope Jasmine St. Clair brings in 55 fat fucks just to make HK miserable.
I have not yet, but I think I'm going to. Like, they have a lot of people. Like, I fucking hate Vince Russo. Always have. I never liked Big Vito, but the way you guys are talking about JCW, I'm going to have to give it a shot.
It's not like, it's not WWE. It's not even AEW or TNA. Yeah. Like, it is... They're leaning into, like,
it's dumb. It's a fucking dumb, stupid, idiotic wrestling show, but it's got value. It's not trying to pretend that it's something it's not, you know?
And they do, like, again, like I said in the text message the other morning, like, I also tuned in because Vince Russo was involved, and I was like, I want to watch him fuck this up. But I don't think he has. I've tuned in every single week after that, and I look forward to watching the show. The big Vito is so fucking dumb and stupid. Like, I love it. I fucking love it. When he gets the piss thrown in his face and the fucking zombies fucking attack him, like, it's just dumb, stupid shit. And it's, I'm entertained by it. Every episode there's a story throughout the episode. It's not hard to follow. I don't know. It's an easy watch for me. I really fucking enjoy it.
Did you see the goddamn tweet that Russo put out today?
No.
I think I have him blocked.
With the Carnival of Chaos signing with WWE. He's like, that's what writers do. This is a writer's challenge, and I love being whatever. It was like this fucking long ass page. He's like, it was a dream of his to work with fucking Matt Cardona and all this other. I was like, golly, guy. And you read it and you feel like he's full of shit. You just feel like he's full of shit.
You don't have to feel like he's full of shit. He is.
Yeah. Yeah. And I hate the way that he like showrunner. I fucking hate that he uses that term for what essentially is your general manager position. Like, it's just dumb. Don't like it. But I'm in now. I'm in, Double T. I'm in.
I think that's what he's like. He's leaning into that. Like, look, it's very easy to be positive, right? But nobody wants that, right? Nobody's tuning in to listen to a podcast where people are positive. They're not watching clips where people are positive. They want to listen to people shit on stuff, right? So he's like, he's throwing like the shit with Matt Cardona leaving, like, and him putting it like, he wants that reaction from people like QHK. He wants you to be like, this fucking jerk off. Like, he's just fishing.
You think that's it?
I don't know if it is. I think it is.
I'm gonna find the fucking tweet. Because it was not.
Yeah, he can be a douche. That's what he does. That's what he is known for. So why would he not lean into it? Clearly working for him. He's got 73,000 followers on Twitter. He's got a YouTube channel that's got, hold on, my computer's slow now. It's got 62,000 subscribers. I think he just leans into it, man. I wouldn't have the guy over for dinner, but I think he knows what he's doing.
You know who I bet knows what they're doing? Ring John Rat. I think the Ring Rat knows what she's doing.
Yeah, I can't. I tweeted it yesterday. What a professional Willie Mack is.
Oh, here it is. Found the tweet. He says, I haven't said anything, so I will now. I'm 100% thrilled for Matt Cardona. I know this is Matt's goal and the opportunity to be able to be on the road and travel with the lovely Chelsea Green. Once again, is a beautiful thing. Love both these guys truly. God, he is shit. I'm also glad that I got to meet Matt, even if it was for only one night. Quite frankly, that was one of my goals. He could have gone to a fucking meet and greet.
Huh. He's not a mark.
This fucking asshole.
Oh, he's not? Come on, dude.
Oh, come on.
Now, as a writer, they're going to... They're, as a writer, are there going to be rewrites? Of course there are. But there are always rewrites. And to be a real writer, that's a challenge that is always welcomed. Vince McMahon told me almost 30 years ago, no one talent is bigger than the company. And he was 100% correct. Takes a whole roster. And at Lunacy, I am literally in love with the men and women that I work with. Every one of them play a huge part of the process and the success of Lunacy. So onward and upward.
I can't wait till he wins the JCW belt.
Fucking now mark. The question, who will step up?
Fucking Congo Kong. It's gonna all spear him through a fucking cage.
Titties? He's going to suffocate him with that nip meat?
Yeah.
Nice.
It'd choke on that nipple.
I'm enjoying JCW Lunacy, Matt.
So am I, Tony. It's one of my favorite things to watch every week now.
Tony, you don't have to finish the episode this week.
No, you do, Tony.
Yeah, you didn't finish the episode.
You got to see the tag title match with the Brothers of Funstruction.
Guess who wins?
I think HK's just sore that I spoiled that Bob Backlund once lost to Antonio Inoki.
No,
for six days.
Not at all.
For 6 days. And then he had to beat Bobby Duncombe Jr. to win the belt back.
I think if it happened last week, I think we can talk about it on the show. Yeah.
What happened? It was today. It was on your episode.
No. I'm talking about JCW.
Spoiling things for me. I'm not upset.
Go tell the mayor.
Disappointed.
Good.
You disappointed me, HK.
Well, it's gonna happen sooner or later. I still love you, buddy.
I love you too, pal. But
he doesn't love you enough to wear your underwear, though.
I'm saving it for a special moment.
What that special moment love. Are you waiting for?
I told you one, and then you called my bag an onion bag.
Well, if you walked for 8 miles, I mean, what the fuck, Eminem? Take it easy.
They clicked. Oh my goodness gracious. All right. We are running long, so let's
get ready. Balls are sweaty. Putting Tony on his crank. His wife's getting ready.
Carrots, celeries, fuck spaghetti.
Diana spaghetti.
You leave that beautiful woman out of this, Brundlefly.
Time is ticking. Tasting pudding.
Don't go there.
Did you guys hear this one before?
Jack, you. What the fuck was that? What?
Jack, you.
Wait, was that my mother?
The fuck is going on?
Play that again.
Jack, you.
Jack, you. You got to do everything you can to make that louder.
Yeah, you got to boost that shit.
Really?
Yeah. All
right, hold on.
Jack, you.
Jack, you. I got so many things I'm not going to say.
What the fuck was she trying to accomplish?
I think I know. No, no.
Thin ice already there, HK.
No. Yeah, we might have pedophiles here, these old farts. They don't know.
These old farts are pedophiles. Might have to do more production this weekend.
You know, nobody thought he was like cuckoo.
Oh, boy. Who picked homework? What?
Brundo did. Brundo, give us the rundown on where you sent
this. All right. So I went back to Evolve for Darby Allin versus Walter. I figured I never watched this match, but just the dynamic of, you know, David versus Goliath, and how I know Walter can kick the shit out of people, and how much of a shit kicking Darby Allin could take. I figured they could do no wrong. So I watched it. I really fucking liked it. I liked a lot of things about this match, and I'm interested to see like what you guys thought about it as well.
I'm surprised Darby Allin is still in professional wrestling, because he got the shit beat out of him. I thought, I really like this too. I thought the role Walter played, you know, there were points in where Walter just like brushing like his leg, like after he like fucking just pie faced Darby and fucking throw him halfway across the ring, like it was nothing. Like it was a really good David versus Goliath match, and I thought Darby played the underdog very well here.
Yeah. One thing Walter really did well was letting everything breathe too. Like he would annihilate Darby, throw him across the ring, and then he would just be stand there and be like, look at this fucking guy. So you just see like how destroyed he was. Tony, HK?
Yeah.
I enjoyed the match. The one thing that like I kept on going back to in my mind is like there's not a ton of variations in a Darby Allin match. I don't think. You know what I mean? Like he whips out the crazy stuff and all that, but there's not a shitload of differences in Darby Allin match, at least the ones that I've seen, match to match. I did enjoy what they did here. I love Walter Gunther, whoever you want to call him. Always going to be a fan of his work. I like that he started working over the hand, and that was kind of the go-to to take away the chop. Like that made great sense to me. I love that part of the match.
Did you hear the sound he made?
Yeah,
when he threw off his hand against the post. Yeah. Jesus,
oh, brutal, absolutely brutal. Yeah. I like I say, I enjoyed it. I just don't know if. Like, I don't know. Darby can bump and he can jump, but like outside of that, I don't know that there's an awful lot to him. You know, see that some good cell work there in this match. The finish is what it, I don't want to say what it needed to be, but I didn't necessarily expect it to go that way. You know, after he got out of the first one and Walter just really started laying the shit to him. I'd never seen this match either. Part of me wanted to see like him just keep on fucking pounding the hell out of him and just watch Darby pass out. Just for, you know what I mean? That would have been perfect for me. But him to slip back into the sleeper and then have Darby roll it over. 1, 2, 3. That was nice. Didn't mean to spoil it for you, Tony. What did you think?
Jesus.
I don't know. I thought it was okay. It didn't blow me away. It was kind of like what was expected, but nothing really put like icing on the cake for me. I mean, it was an okay match. Darby does what Darby does. He fucking takes a shit kicking. The Beals were the most impressive thing when Walter's just fucking heaving him across the ring.
There was one where he had him in the choke and Darby gets to the ropes. He puts his hands on the ropes and Walter just fucking slams him down to put him in the German. Just Darby's face when he knows, like, oh, fuck, I'm dead. He just throws him across the ring. It's fantastic.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed it. And I like the finish. It was sneaky, you know. Walter had him dead to rights. And you know, the old paper Bret Hart WrestleMania 8 finish for the most part.
Yeah.
Good. Well, you know, you can see why the WWE signed Walter, and you can see why Darby is beloved by the sickos. Like,
I think Walter signed at this point too, because they mentioned he's fighting Adam Cole tonight on
for the North American title, right?
Yeah.
See, I'm looking at Walter's cage match, and he doesn't show up in WWE until 2019.
But that was WWE UK at that point, no?
Oh, let me look here. Because this match was 2017?
2018.
Let's see, 18. He's there. He's in progress. He's in PWG. He's not in NXT, is he? No, he's everywhere except for WWE. According to Cage Match, I could be wrong.
Walter won the NXT UK Championship at TakeOver April 5th, 2019.
Huh. Yeah, so
he was champion through August 2021.
Yeah, they did mention it on commentary. I just don't know.
Well, a lot of the guys that were involved with the NXT UK were all independent stars, weren't they? Like, weren't they still allowed to work other shots?
Well, there was a time when Evolve was used. They were working with the WWE, because I had gone to an Evolve show where the main event was Johnny Gargano against somebody, but they couldn't air it on their stream, and they wouldn't put it on the DVDs. But the UK stuff is 2019.
Didn't Jocka and Chris Dickinson win the Evolve tag belts on some WWE involved show, like around WrestleMania time?
Evolve 100, maybe?
It was one of those shows where, like, they had Evolve, but it was like at FanFest, I want to say. There's been a relationship there for a while. I mean, now WWE owns Evolve, right? Like, it's all under their banner again.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, they have an Evolve show or whatever.
So Evolve 100? Was that the one? No. They streamed an Evolve show on the WWE Network. 108? I don't know. There was an Evolve show that streamed, and it was from Philadelphia, I believe. Evolve 131, the 10th anniversary show. That streamed on the WWE Network. Austin Theory defeated JD Drake for the title. Adam Cole, Akira Tozawa was on the show for the NXT title. Riddle, Drew Gulak, Air Fox, and Leon Ruff defeated Eddie Kingston and Joe Gacy to win the tag titles. Jeez. Yeah, I don't know why they mentioned the Adam Cole thing then.
Well, apparently it was on an Evolve show, but it was just like a dark match. So maybe that's when they started working for him. Like, it wasn't aired on the Evolve show.
It was the next Evolve show.
Yeah.
All right. We got to the bottom of that.
Yeah, we did. Speaking of bottom, what's the bottom line on this match?
I give it a thumbs up, man. I liked it. I thought easy watch. Yeah, Walter looked great.
Cool. You know what that means? Streak continues.
Fuck yeah.
All right. I'm very interested to see where HK goes now that his source of where he usually pulls his homework from
has been deleted.
Yeah, right. The Peacock. But now he got some stuff on Netflix. But I'm interested here, HK.
Yeah, and so I went to a spot in wrestling that I don't have a lot of, like, just generally good memories about.
Bob Backlund's title reign?
So,
swish.
It's with the friendly fire, Tony. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Come on. Come on. So a lot of good memories. So we're going to 2017.
You say not a lot of good memories?
Not a lot of good memories, but there's always one character that stood out. So I'm going to 2017. I'm going to SummerSlam of 2017. SummerSlam! And that was that's in the Bronx. And the match that we're going to be watching from SummerSlam to 2017.
In the Bronx?
Never in the Bronx.
Says the Bronx.
It's not the Bronx.
What's the arena?
Barclays.
Yeah, that's
Brooklyn.
It's in New York, whatever.
You fucking rube.
I mean, it's in one of the five boroughs, but...
Yeah, it's in whatever.
Don't tell the people from Bronx that you think the Bronx and Brooklyn are the same thing and vice versa.
Yeah, Staten Island, Long Island, Little Island. There's a couple other ones. Anyways, SummerSlam 2017. We're going to watch Big Cass against Big Show with Enzo Amore suspended in a shark cage.
You know what? I was shaking my head no. Now I'm like, okay.
Yep. And that's the, so then that's why I was like, wait a second. I know that there's an Enzo match where he's just dangling. Found it. Went, yep. Now we got to watch that one. Cause I think I only saw it live the one time. So why would you go back and watch much of that era? That's the gender neutral era.
The gender neutral era. Neutral.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Figures HK picks a match where a dude's dangling.
Jinder Mahal, right? That's his championship time. Because he's against Shinsuke in the main event. Yeah.
That main event right. In any arena in the country.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Terrific.
I'm looking. I want to see the main event now.
How long does this match go?
I'm sure it's only, it's got to be
17,
8, 10 minutes, I bet.
2017 would probably be
11 minutes. This match goes.
Oh God. And they wrestled on Raw too.
Oh, Jinder, Shinsuke. And then the fatal four way for the WWE Universal title, Brock, Roman, Braun, and Samoa Joe.
Actually doesn't sound that bad.
Yeah.
Ian, you do not need to apologize for anything, buddy.
We made the most of it. It was still fun.
Yeah, we tried. Yeah, he thought we were ribbing him, but we tried.
He was ribbing us. We're all ribbed for his pleasure.
Dun, 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 dun. All right, so HK's homework for next week. We go back to SummerSlam 2017. Big Cass, Big Show, Enzo in a shark cage. Too Tough Tony next week. So you could ask him how tall he is, HK.
I want to know.
What you want?
I want to know what height is.
Oh, I bet you do.
And Tony can't show me.
So before we sign off, I'm doing that thing where I'm watching, doing my wrestling journey again.
Yeah.
And instead of doing it from like the day I was born until up, I'm just doing whatever the date is, and then I'm just picking random matches. I never watched a lot of Japanese women's matches. Aja Khan is a menace. Holy shit. I don't understand how any of these women in the 90s agreed to get in the ring with her. She beats the fuck out of people.
I worked a show with her 2 or 3 years ago, and she still walks around like she is going to fuck you up. She walked out back to have a fucking square. And like, as she's walking past people, you thought they were going to catch something as she's passing them. It's fucking gnarly.
She just beat the fuck out of some girl. I watched the match last night, like 11 minutes, just backhands, power bombs, throwing fucking chairs at, just like didn't give a fuck. And I don't know, you know, if they were working punches or whatnot, but they sure as shit looked like they weren't working. She fucking hits those fucking spinning back fists. God damn. Holy moly. And I know HK doesn't like the Japanese wrestling because of the commentary. I would love to recommend one of these matches for homework because, boy, it's a spectacle.
Hey, it's your recommendation.
Yeah.
That is also true. I want to keep the thumbs going.
I'm still trying to figure out how tall Too Tough Tony is. I'm looking through his pictures on Facebook to see if I can get a comparable, you know, like another wrestler standing next to him and whatnot. But
we can ask him next week.
I mean, he seems a little on the shorter side, but I don't think he's a tiny fella.
Well, wait till you finish JCW Lunacy.
He's not too tough, tiny.
Oh, boo. Oh, fucking boo. Holy shit. You know, that's the fucking motif of the show. I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed. Jesus. Not in Steve Kern, though. Steve Kern, shit happens. It is what it is. You know, I can't wait to talk to him again.
Yeah.
But the guys on the left of the screen, Double T, I don't know, man.
Bad guys tonight.
Yeah, I don't know, man. No.
I'm with you, Tony. I just don't know.
You put me over there?
No.
Hey. Hi, Brundo.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah, and you got AIDS.
Oh.
I haven't heard of Mommy's Playroom. It's just
easy. All right. Roll the credits.
Is that what we're doing?
I don't know. What do you want to end? I mean, I can go all night.
This has been a production of the Shining Wizards Network. For everything Shining Wizards, visit ShiningWizards.com. And don't forget to listen to all the great shows of the Shining Wizards Network.
Thank those that support us through our Patreon. Executive producer Manny Crozzo, producers Kate Hensler, High Five Tom, Ryan Schlong, Al Day, Jesse Elwell, Emily Brock, I Dunk Biscuits, Kathy Hummer, Michael Hammond, Keith Parker, and David Henry Bauer III. Thank you all for your continued support.
Good night, and Diane. You son of a bitch.
Really? Seems a little saucy.
Yeah, a little harsh. That's it. That's all we got.
Don't think you had your period.
What? These whores. Who are you looking to come?
Oh, God damn it. Oh, come on. Don't give me that. Don't give me that, you little mother. Come on.
I want your mother's phone number, too. I got to call her. Fuck this.
Oh, no.
Bye, everybody. Now I'm scared. And nobody ever came. And nobody ever came.
I told you, Mom, nobody comes to my house.
Figuring somebody would come.
Jesus, dude!
You got old or something. You got old or something. 3 o'clock in the morning, banging on my door. Four pregnancies already. I had my tubes tied. 28.
Why does she feel the need to share all this?
Don't go there. Huh? Huh?
Huh?
The whole apartment is full of blood. You got old or something. No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't remember how old he was.
Holy shit. God damn it. All right.
No, you okay? What?
Figuring
somebody would come.
Were you? How many? Jesus, dude.
Oh, no, I just came here by myself.
Oh, God damn it, hurts my stomach.
His father's Magic Johnson. You know, I stroked while I stroked. Jesus.
You got turned off. I'll do this all night. By the way. Fucking hand job. You know, I need more meat in my life. I just fucked the sides up. Don't worry about it. Oh no.
Is that how you spell help?
Yeah, and you got AIDS.
Oh, fuck.
Was it Mr. McFeely? Does she call it the Twitter box?
All right, can we stop? Can we?
No.
What the show?
I didn't hit the button. What happened?
Who's hitting the button?
What button? What are you talking about?